Bravo.
What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show, rockin' for Wednesday in the bowels of my home in Ferndale. It's the DealsInIndy.com studios, it would otherwise be known as, of course. And
did you ever get a callback for how much?
No, I have not.
What?
But none of those things affect the value. What do you have to do to affect the value of a piece of shit house?
Did you throw the studio in?
No, I just was... Did you not hear the podcast?
No.
What a silly question.
We called someone who made a cash offer for my house, or offered to make a cash offer, and informed them that there's been rodents in the house. Electricity goes out all the time.
Is it this guy?
There's no Wi-Fi. And on and on and on. And she indicated that she didn't think it would affect the value too much. Strangely.
That's good.
So we're live on Facebook. Pat wants a tour of the sounds of the Lamb's Room.
Oh, yeah.
Nice SpaceX shirt. Thank you. That's from SpaceX Stephanie. John Putman. Mez! Joanna Bill. Mez! Come on, your house sucks. Thank you, Jason. It does. I know.
Did you tell him about the crash? About the truck that crashed
into
your house?
Oh, no, we didn't. It's funny. It's one thing
what
we
happened?
Didn't.
How about the car that crashed into your house? Did you tell her about that?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Bands. Thank you. That needs to be disclosed, too. That's important. Yeah. You're right. Facebook Live brought to you by Cinco de Mayo. It's almost here. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak is the place to celebrate the Mexican Army's defeat of the French Empire, period. Celebrating Cinco de Mayo is so much fun this year. Mesa will be celebrating not one, not two, but three straight days. Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, of course, Sunday, the Cinco itself. Get there early, stay late, enjoy fresh, enjoy Mesa Mexican food in the heart of Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th, and, of course, 35-foot TV.
Are we hanging that day there? Are we going to Mesa?
I hadn't really thought about Cinco de Mayo. How can I not have Cinco de Mayo plans? Mark just informed me Easter's around the corner.
Birthday, Easter Sunday.
Will you please bleep whose birthday it is, Brandon?
It's my
bleep the too.
I'm going to bleep this drop too.
Just cut it.
She's at the Tiger game today.
You bleep that whole line.
Just edit it out.
She went with the crossing guards. You know the crossing guards, the sixth grade crossing
all getting
guards?
Cut out.
The crossing guards.
Yeah, you know, they had a little field trip today.
That doesn't sound creepy.
Is this really valuable information?
I used to be a crossing guard back in the day.
Exactly.
You were crossing guard.
I was.
Why?
Got out of school a few minutes early, you know, stayed outside.
Oh, when you were in school?
Yeah, when you were in school.
Really? Did you have reflective?
I did.
Yeah?
I had the belt, you know, the one that goes across.
Something tells me you got a lot of crap for doing that.
I did.
You did?
I did.
I would highly abuse anyone who was a crossing guard from my school.
I was on 74th and Hudson.
You are one pathetic loser.
Thank you.
10% off at Mesa. Mention the Drew and Mike show. And... okay. So UVA wins a national championship.
I'm walking here.
Phenomenal game. Great tournament.
It was an incredible tournament. Oh. I'm just blown away. Does anyone know who had the honor of throwing out Jim Nance's tie into the nearest dumpster?
Oh, well, he usually gives it to a white guy, so it's got to be Guy.
It's got to be Guy, although Guy won most outstanding player.
Oh, then it won't. Well, no, doesn't Nance have some elitist rules as to who gets the tie?
I think it's the best effort or something.
Whatever.
Silly, you know, the Jim Nanceian, most Jim Nanceian type play.
Hello, friends.
Whatever that would be.
Oh, he's the worst. Did you notice how many things he screwed up last night and then blamed it on other things?
I still love him.
Oh, I thought that was a three-pointer. We're down here in the dugout. I couldn't see the line. It's like, well, you have a monitor. And then
he's right on things, man.
He's all yours. Fine.
As of 2 years ago, Nance says, I'm not going to do it publicly because it's not something that should be public. He gives it away. It's personal to him.
Mm. Well, I wish they'd throw it out into the nearest dumpster publicly.
That was a great tweet last night. Great tweet.
Thank you. I was very proud of it.
It's supposed to be a private moment out of view of the cameras and the media.
One private moment.
Oh, shut up.
It was never intended to be something to gain any kind of attention.
Then why did you tell anyone?
Yeah.
How did anyone find out, Nance?
It was leaked.
No, it was not leaked.
Why are you such a Nance defender all of a sudden?
I like Nance. Not all of a sudden. He's one of my faves.
Yeah, go sit in Butler Cabin with all his fart jars.
Hey, Iggy came out calling. Today. Iggy's going to the pros. Michigan's. Prostakis.
He is?
What do you mean he's going to the pros? I thought he just declared that he's going to the tryout thing with Matthews and Poole.
I thought that meant he was going to the pros.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right. Okay. Not a sports podcast.
I know. I just figured I'd drop that.
Okay.
You could have written it down.
Well, we were talking about basketball. I figured I'd talk basketball.
Please write down any non sequiturs.
Man, Drew, you were right, though. Charlottesville loves to party and burn stuff.
Easter's is the event. Easter's was the party. That was a famous Easter's? College party. Yeah, it was.
Just happened on Easter? Or
I don't know why it was called Easter's. I never went, but we always heard, Easter's is the biggest blowout! And my brother verified that, yes, Easter's was huge, and it was brutal.
Really?
Huge party, yes.
Well, did you see all the stuff they burned?
I did not.
Yeah,
no, what
couches.
Did they burn?
Couches.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, so Michigan State was a precursor. They were an early adopter.
They started it.
It's fun to burn stuff.
I guess it is.
No, it is. Oh, come on, really? You wouldn't like to see something burn right now if you could?
Yeah, I do. I told you my burning stories as a kid. I almost set my own house on fire.
And you watched that house burn when you were playing kickball.
With Cracklin Rosie. You were playing wiffle ball. Cracklin Rosie. Poor John Calabrese.
Wait, Cracklin Rosie was playing while someone's house burned.
Johnny Calabrese's.
Was the point that the song was so good you didn't bother with the burning house?
I don't remember. I just know it was on, and I always get that extra warmth when that song is on.
It's funny. I have something similar I can share. I've mentioned it before. I was playing Kick the Can once. And a man pulled up in a station wagon that was kind of beat up back when there were a lot of station wagons. I mean, real station wagons. It was probably 8 years old or something.
Country Squire.
And he had a cigarette dangling from his mouth. And he's like, hey. I walked over to the car. And he asked me for directions. And he didn't have any pants on.
Oh, God. Was that Jim Irsay?
No, it was not Jim Irsay. He would have been in a late model. He would have been a nice car.
Kick the can, huh?
And I, being eight, I said, that man wasn't wearing any pants. And the older kids all laughed. They thought that was
Did he have,
hilarious.
Like, boxer shorts on at
no,
least?
He was nude
oh my God.
From the waist
he
down.
He was nude driving?
He was. And he was not hard. I remember enough of it to. And also, I can remember the smell of alcohol on his breath.
It wasn't Joe Cullen, was it?
No, it was not.
Remember the coach?
That's quite a callback, man.
Wendy's.
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times. We used to give each other wet willies and funny arms. We played dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Penis butt.
Penis butt. Great game.
How about that Hunter's 3-point shot, by the way?
Damn. God, it knocked me out of my bet. It killed my bet. It's all about me.
I won the final
score,
Mark.
That was a beautiful play, though.
It was.
The way they drove and kicked it out. I mean, that was a great game. They deserved
it. Was
to win.
A phenomenal.
Except.
It was a phenomenal game.
Except. What have I been bitching to you about with replays in basketball that's been driving me
it
nuts?
Takes too long. It kills the game.
No. I hate the out-of-bounds play because I feel like so many times, like yesterday when it went off his pinky and they flipped the call. It's just
the guy hit it out.
The guy hit it out.
Hit it out.
Kind of against the spirit
the same
of the
way.
Game. If you try to throw the ball off somebody, totally different. I think there needs to be some kind of motivation as to what the person's doing, but now you're talking about umpires as opposed to what's
Well,
you know,
when you hit
absolute.
The ball out, it's possible to hit the guy who's holding the ball's finger last, but it does
it's
kind
just
of violate the spirit. If you look at every frame, you're going to see a lot of things in the course of a game.
But they're mostly getting it right. And they're mostly getting it right.
But I don't think that's right. I think the rule's wrong there. Yes, they got it right technically. I think the rule's wrong. Not to mention he was fouled right before that.
Yeah. We all saw it. Yeah, he was fouled right before
Absolutely.
That.
You know who's real good? You know who's real good on TV? I think he's solid as the replay ref. Like, quick. He's right on it.
Can we get less deep
though.
On this stuff?
How come the minute I just bring up an extra point, we're talking
you
about
went
sports?
A little deeper than I wanted to go. I really didn't want to gauge the effectiveness of the referee
just
that's
just
available.
Just wanted the kid
on site.
Comment on. I met him one time at Oakland
University. Now it's about you.
It's a shout out. Will you please
keep
his name?
It's not a shout out.
It is. You met. It's about you. You made this
years
story about
ago.
You.
I know, but how many people know? Please bleep this too. How many people know who he is?
People that watch the game.
Do people really evaluate
a referee
the person
for 30
in that
years.
Position? Do people really even go? God, I think. I won't say his name this time. I think he's better than the guy they have on this network or the ESPN guy. No.
Don't you remember the guy
that's there?
Don't you remember the referee back in the day? The guy that told Frank O'Harris got the touchdown. Too. You don't remember?
Bleep that name
Stop
again.
Stop adding work for Brandon.
How about the guy? Remember giving him the business? Remember he said he's giving him the business?
Bleep that name too. No more names.
Why don't
Stop
we just, why don't we just cut out the? Why don't we start the show over?
How about TV Teddy Valentine?
I don't know who any of these people are. I faintly remember. I don't even know why, but I
was giving him the
really,
business. That was one of the best calls ever.
We're talking to such a small piece of the pie right now.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Fake.
So anyway, Matt had another great gambling story.
Oh, I'm dying to hear it.
They teased Texas Tech was a 1.5-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
They teased. They took the over.
Yep.
And the over was 119, so they got it down to 114.
119 was that high?
It was, yeah.
What was it for you, Brandon? Because you won that bet, Drew, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, you won that bet. Congratulations.
I thought it was 110.5.
No, I could have sworn it was 118 when I did it.
They got 5 points off that, and they got 5 points added to the -1.5.
Jesus,
so it was minus 6.5. And the final score of the game was?
Oh, God.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Was it seven? So at the end of the game, Texas Tech is shooting free throws, and Matt is just praying he'll miss both. So it just stays a 1-point game, and there's no way.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, he makes both, and UVA makes a three. So it goes into overtime, and you still got 6.5 points. And no.
They blew him out.
And then he got the over, though. But it doesn't matter because
it's a parlay.
You have to win both.
Right. It was a parlay.
It's a teaser.
Yeah.
So then he realizes that, what was the final score?
85-77?
Sure.
Let's just say it was 85-77. It was 83-77, and he realized that he had 5-7 in the square.
That's what I had. I hit it.
It's a good win then.
UVA was on the line. This was a big bet, though. This was in our Calcutta.
Oh,
no.
Really?
I don't know what it was in, but it was a big bet. Anyway, the UVA guy made the two free throws. Then there's 6.5 seconds,
thank God he missed the three.
He missed the three.
Yeah.
But also, Texas Tech fouled the guy with 6.5 seconds left.
Wow.
Why did they foul him? Can you imagine the people screaming who had, three and
just
five
being in
or
Vegas
whatever,
under that duress.
Or
basketball.
Five.
Basketball will absolutely kill you.
It's insane.
It's fun.
So
you really got to have, you got to be nuts to bet basketball.
You got to be nuts to bet on anything, but that's what makes it so much fun. Like how much interest we had in the women's championship game.
Oh, good game.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame was tough.
How many bets I've made for Game of Thrones already?
Oh, that's right.
What kind of bets? Are you doing this on MyBookie?
Yeah.
MyBookie.com?
Yep. I've been, who's going to live?
On there. Look at all the great plugs they're getting. MyBookie AG, promo code Drew.
Service after the sale.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
But they're coming back.
So I've made a lot of bets on who I believe is going to die first, who I think is going to live.
Led to a lot of arguments down
All of that's on my bookie, huh?
Yeah. That's just one small sliver of their entertainment side.
I was mad. I don't know if you remember, but I placed a future bet on the gender of Meghan Markle's baby.
Did you?
And I chose boy, and I came across a story that it was Serena Williams let the gender of Meghan Markle's baby slip. And I'm like, I got to read this. My bet's involved.
Oh, yeah. Who let it slip?
I think Serena Williams, and she used the pronoun she. And I'm like, no! Oh, that goes my bet.
Did you hear the latest on Thomas Markle Jr.? Not the one that Meghan, not the father.
Yeah,
the
what
brother.
Was it?
The House of Skank.
Yeah, he trashed a house.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yep, didn't pay rent for the last 3 months. Apparently uses fake references and runs out on rent all the time.
He got his dad's genes.
And there's dog piss all over the house.
Oh.
There's a hole in the wall. He had a blow-up pool in the backyard that he left full of water, so there's a giant 15-foot around where the grass is.
Oh,
he's
dead. Yeah. That's a good look.
There's a picture of it on the Daily Mail, by the way. Maybe that should be the cover of the show today.
Okay.
The 15.
Well, it'll be on the page.
Can't Meghan just tell him, hey, Harry, send my brother-in-law a few bucks.
No,
send my brother a few bucks.
He doesn't want to do that.
It's embarrassing.
No, because he keeps doing it. He had a DUI in January.
He had a DUI. He also left tires behind. Isn't that nice? Someone leaves you tires. In their cars.
No one can get rid of tires.
Also, the oven door was caked with crap, and there were black marks on the stovetop, and it was just a debacle.
Gross. What a slob.
And the security deposit was only $500 because he couldn't pay the whole security deposit. The damage, they think, is $4,500 at least.
Harry could cover that.
That's a nice
for his
place.
Brother-in-law.
Rotting food. What else? Yeah, lawn trashed hole in the wall.
What a loser.
Oh, and then Thomas Markle Jr. says the eviction notice is illegal because the amount of money he owes is wrong. So apparently,
that makes it illegal.
The landlord is going to be taken to jail, probably go to jail, along with Jesse from Daily Mail for saying what's her name? Nicki Minaj defends rapists.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, she said he was going to jail. Going to jail. So I guess he'll be in, maybe they can be roommates in jail.
When does that court case start?
I don't know. I'm not
Palmer
too clear
v.
on
Minaj.
That.
What kind of jerk is this guy?
I would love to see those two in court.
I noticed your home smells of feces.
And by the way, for more on the NCAA finals, Maz will probably listen. No Filter Sports tomorrow. I think they got a special guest on, too. I'm not sure who.
You saw that guy, by the way, that had the bet for Texas Tech, the futures bet. He made it back in November, $1,500.
Yeah.
On Texas Tech.
He could have won $300,000 last night. Someone tried to buy the ticket off of him for $50,000.
Oh, I saw that. Was that a celebrity that tried to buy it?
I think so. Which, why wouldn't you hedge it and just buy it at that point? I mean, wouldn't you sell it?
I don't know.
$50,000?
You feel good. You play in Virginia. Roll the dice.
Yeah, I guess if you make that kind of bet, money doesn't.
Right.
$50,000 is not going to do much for
Plus
you.
Plus, we're talking about him, right? Maybe he just wanted to do it for talk's sake. You know, for being in the news.
But he's unidentified.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Mass is just getting shot down all over the place.
That's all right.
What he's the hell? He's got these crazy, blustering comments.
Damn it.
I love them. The Mass drops. Why do your drops? I don't know why they always make me laugh.
That's good.
In the boner line. You're probably familiar with the boner line.
No, not at all.
Miz, do you ever listen to the podcast?
Don't bust my balls, man.
No, I'm just saying, do you ever listen
to it? Yes, of course I do.
The boner line has been going for how long?
I know the boner line. I got abused on it a few weeks ago.
We've done 22 of them.
I was in tears.
Okay, well, why didn't you say you know what it is? I was asking.
I know what it is.
Okay.
You know I know what it is.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Did you hear the boner line where everybody called in to defend you?
No.
Oh, you would have loved it. You
really?
Should listen to the show sometime.
Oh, shit, man.
It was all family and friends.
Of course.
You could fast forward to the very end.
Can you tell me the exact date so I know?
No, you have to go back and listen to every single one.
By the way, look at what we do for this guy. Our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com. Is Gary getting a lot of sales, by the way, off the podcast?
He is. He's doing great.
Good.
Gary wants to come on the show.
Oh, he's hot. We should bring him in.
Gary wants to displace you on Tuesday?
Probably.
Will Gary
so
do
much
prep?
Business.
Yeah, but Gary will do prep.
Does he listen to the show?
He will if he's
starting
need
to like this.
Does he have long hair?
No, he's bald. He shaves his head bald.
Wait, I thought he looked like Fabio.
No, we just kind of made him look that way.
You know about his picture, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay. We talked about it on the Monday meeting.
I see.
You guys have brought
about
up
the podcast yesterday.
At you guys risk, have brought up on the Monday meeting.
At the risk of a non sequitur, today's a very important or maybe it's this week, is a very important Fabio anniversary. 20 years ago.
Oh, the bird?
The bird hit him in the face on the roller coaster.
Oh, my God. Why was that so funny?
Because here's Fabio, this sexy romantic lead. First off, he's on a roller coaster, so his hair's flowing. It's insanely stupid. And what are the odds?
Somebody should have said, no, don't go on a roller coaster. It's wrong.
And what are the odds that a bird would hit him in the face? And then, you can't do anything. You're on a roller coaster. So you got to wait for that slow reentry. Back
are you playing the video, Brandon?
Yeah, here. I'll restart it. Hold on.
Why isn't it playing up there?
There was
a sound effect.
The video is when they just roll in back to the starting point, and he's just got bird blood all over his perfect face.
All over. He's covered in it.
Look at him. There he is before. Having a great time.
Yeah. I'm Fabio. Look how hot I am. I'm cool enough to go on a roller coaster and not feel self-conscious.
All right, how's your trip, Fabio?
Fabio's on the road.
Hey, Fabio.
Get your cameras out. Fabio's on this thing. Oh, what in the world happened to Fabio? Did he get a fight?
He's so bloody.
He's really bummed. He's so bummed, too.
The best part is everybody that's sitting there watching him come back has no idea why his face is bloody.
He fixed his hair, though. Did you see him feather his hair back?
Yes, he did feather his hair back. Well said.
What happened?
Tiger's mom was there. It was crazy.
I know. Well, this Masters week.
Anyway, Zot Ford wants to thank you, not as a shout-out, of course, but they want to bring attention to the arrival of spring.
It was a shout-out.
a full inventory of the newest Ford models and all the exciting options, colors, technology. The Zod Ford Fresh Inventory with the 2019 Ford Mustang GTs, the Raptors, and the Rangers. All ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zod Ford and Holly, peruse their inventory, take a ride in the massage chairs, play some foosball, get an autograph from Maz, lease the car from Gary. Thank you from your friends at dealsinthed.com.
I'm driving a new Ranger now as my demo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had Brandon come out and look at it.
Was
take it for a test
was
spin.
Brandon impressed?
I took it for a spin. I was impressed because I had a smaller truck back in the day, and in the back it just had a little fold seat.
Yeah.
So it
this is the real
sucked.
Deal.
Now these new ones, there's actually leg room in the back and everything. So I was impressed
cool.
by it.
It's a great
sharp.
Ride, man. Great
is
ride.
Is it possible, Brandon, you might purchase one or?
Well, I currently have my. F-150 yeah. that I absolutely love.
Of course. Oh. We picked it out together.
So I actually might hold on to that one for a long time.
You just picked it out together?
Yeah. Brandon
How
and
cute
I.
is that?
We picked it out together.
Yeah.
That it's thing
adorable.
Just came in that night, and Brandon and I were
just
there.
Lost a bet.
First
no.
thing.
I heard those Rangers, though, the Turbo 4 and 10-speed auto offer plenty
you know,
of power.
My bookie is getting
I'm
out
sorry.
Of control.
I'm sorry. But
there
this
bets
is,
going on during the
this
show.
This is just horseshit, they're reviewing this goal.
A late goal?
I'm all for doubling
paychecks.
Oh, no,
they allowed it. Okay, they allowed it, so I did win that bet.
Do you have the under in this game, Drew?
The under? What's that, -1?
That's -1.
Six. It's 1.5, by the way.
That's the over-under?
The over-under.
1.5.
The other game was 2.5.
How exciting, rooting for no
Let
goals.
Let me make this real clear, Katui. If there is one thing in this world I cannot stand, it is fucking soccer, all right? And I hate when people do it around me. Please.
I mean, Tottenham did stop a PK, which is really exciting, right, Brandon?
Hey, just a quick sidebar on Zot Ford.
Yes.
This week we've had Mojo in the Morning in.
I know.
Yeah, we talked about it. Listen to the show. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I couldn't listen because I was actually, you know, at work.
Well,
trying
it's a podcast.
Oh, you've been there 24 hours a day?
I was.
Really?
Mojo,
when I left
it's
today.
It's interesting, though. You took a personal call when I saw you on FaceTime while
no,
you were
no,
working.
Steve just walked by my desk and showed me your face.
Yeah, but you were on a personal call.
Well, not really. I was just on the phone.
So why couldn't you listen to the podcast?
I was
Wait,
working.
Not really. I was just on the phone. You told me you were talking to Kathy. Was she buying a car?
Yeah, she was, actually.
Oh, what'd you guys get? Is that the Ranger you guys got?
Yes, yes,
oh,
the
wait,
Ranger.
You got the Jeep for Lily.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm helping
finally,
you with your own lies.
So long ago.
Lily actually put a video out to us.
What? Where is
Lily
it?
Lily did a video.
What?
Saying how she's going
Send
to
it.
Buckle down this summer. She's going to be a great caddy.
How do we see
She's going to get great Wait. Grades, and she's going to get a car because it's going to make her
How do we see
summer.
This? Where is it?
Kathy has it on her phone. Would you like me to have her send it
yeah,
over?
Yeah, absolutely. Immediately.
So
that's,
Lily
that's
put a
breaking,
video out.
That's
yes.
breaking news. I think the whole network should be.
She's ready.
Oh, no. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Word to no BS news, word to the soul of Detroit, Lily Mazoway has an important video announcement. No Filter Sports, please feature this on the Thursday morning show. And they come from all over to Dr. Yaldo's office for Michigan's most experienced and honored eye surgeon to set them free from the annoyance and poor performance of glasses, contacts, reading glasses. 50 years or older, people of that ilk, which I am, get multivocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery that lets them throw away their hated reading glasses, the need for which is a pain in the ass that hits us all by that age. This summer, you could swim, play volleyball, softball, read the small print, go on
swim nude,
go on walks on hot days, and you won't have those sweaty glasses or sweaty contacts. I never thought about that until I read these commercials, because I do get my glasses get all sweaty.
You suck at softball and you suck at life!
When I get hot. Anyway, get rid of the annoyance of these old technologies. Do what many Drew and Mike listeners have. Call for your free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount and see stuff like you did decades ago at 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Do it. Get it done. Enjoy the best summer of your life. And then you might just call Luke Nowacki because you're working on taxes and you're thinking, oh, boy, I don't have a financial plan in place. I don't know about this health care. I don't know about my life insurance. I don't know about these investment options. Why can't I save any money? Why don't we have a plan? What about our child going to college? She's 6. Oh, my God. It's so expensive. Well, why don't you talk to Luke Nowacki and see if he can help you come up with a financial plan for your future. Everyone needs to do this. It's big boy stuff. And, boy, I tell you, a lot of people like to avoid it, but it's something you might want to do. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. He'll try and fix you up. And Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and or marketing names, products, services, referenced here, independent of the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Wow.
So, we do have some phone activity today. I do want to call the Dirty South Lounge the R. Kelly Bar.
That's a lovely place. Did you see the listener that sent us pictures?
No, I haven't seen the pictures. You haven't, Brandon?
I gave them to you. It's,
oh.
You buried them somewhere
oh.
in there.
Oh, well, my goodness. It sounded like a... I mean, the name itself, I think, is appropriate, the Dirty South Lounge.
Yeah, we had a listener who works a quarter mile away.
what a shithole.
We have a listener in Springfield?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
You didn't leave a name, so thanks for sending that in.
What a POS I know. Place.
I would not want to go in there. See.
Man, R. Kelly made an appearance there.
Oh.
Do you think they've ever had someone run up a tab for $100? They were wow. charging people $100 to meet R. Kelly. He showed up at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and nice. Performed for 28 seconds.
They closed it.
That's a nice place.
Well, apparently, according to our source here, he couldn't do a full-blown concert because he didn't get a permit.
That's right. I remember that story.
Lie.
But still. So he's just doing a personal appearance.
How desperate is this guy?
Very. I mean, you know why, right?
So many people have been stealing my money.
So now exactly. he's going to steal other people's money.
He's been paying people for peeing in their mouths and things like that.
I want to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
Why don't we start off? Let's make the Microsoft call. Somebody's got a licensing problem.
Yeah.
And we want to get straightened out. This is the Hall Financial Hotline. Busts open. 248-308-5000 to call David Hall Financial. And if you want to do a refi, it's the place to do it. Maybe you want to mortgage a new home, your dream home. Take money out of your home. Shorten the length of your loan. Maybe you got some credit problems and you haven't had luck and you need somebody to go to bat for you. That's what they'll do at Hall Financial.
Thank you for calling Windows Service Department. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because there's some licensing problem with my Windows. I got a message from you guys, and apparently I owe some money, and I just want to know how do I settle my account.
Yeah, so the license is expired, so therefore some services have been stopped. So you need to reactivate it, all right?
Okay, how much is this going to cost me? I'm on kind of a budget.
My senior supervisor will decide the cost, but first you need to go front of the computer so I can show you the problem of your computer.
I'm not in front of my computer. I was just trying to find out how do I pay the bill. Can you tell me how much it is, and you guys can just activate it?
Then you're able to go front of the computer.
I'm not.
All right, we got it up.
Sorry?
I think I've got it up here. I was having some problems with my computer. I really just want to know how much do I owe, because apparently I owe some money, and I wanted to settle up the account.
Told you, first we will check the condition of your computer.
Okay.
And then we will decide it. Then we will decide.
Oh, then you decide?
So I mean, it's just frozen.
I thought there was a licensing issue.
It's just frozen.
Yeah. So you need to go front of
That's
the computer
stupid.
Right now, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, can you go front of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in front of it. I think it's a bossy. Jeez.
Is it on?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So what can you see in your screen?
There's a guy. He doesn't have a shirt on. Oh, my God. He doesn't have pants on either. I don't know what that's all about.
This is the site I was in before. Some guy pounding off.
And it's just frozen on that picture.
Close and clear each and everything and go to your home screen of your computer.
You mean not my browser?
Yeah, no.
Okay, home
it.
Screen on my computer. Guess what? I love that picture so much I made it my wallpaper. So that's why I'm still looking at it. So it's a win-win.
Now, can you see your desktop icon?
Yeah.
All right. So now look at your keyboard.
Yeah.
Very bottom left corner. Can you see Windows key?
Yeah, I know what the Windows key is. I'm not slow.
Okay.
So press the Windows key, hold it down with letter R. R like a Romeo at the same time.
Okay. R like Romeo. Now, that's the guy's name of the picture that I made my wallpaper. How ironic.
Okay, now press the Windows key with letter R at the same time.
With what?
Sorry?
Hey, what exactly are we trying to do here?
I can show you the services list. Let me show you the services list.
I'm really busy. Okay. I don't have a lot of time for this. I just want to know what's the bill so I can pay it. How much do I owe?
But if you are not reactivated after some time, your computer will shut down.
I know. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So what's the bill already? I wanted to send you guys, I don't have a checking account, but yeah. I was just going to send some cash or some gift cards or something.
PayPal.
Can't we just pay you and have you come fix it? I mean, you're in the States, right?
Yeah, we can fix. Yeah, we can fix.
Okay, cool.
But
let's do it.
Minimum, but
where
minimum
are you?
Dollar,
where,
minimum.
Where, excuse me, can you tell me, where are you? Are you here? Like, just pipe
down. The minimum cost is $100. Can
$100?
You pay $100?
Yes, I can pay $100. I thought it was going to be more than that. What a break that was.
Okay, so now let me transfer this call to my senior supervisor, all right?
Thank you.
But I have the run dialogue box open.
Sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead. Supervisor time.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on
a second.
Excellent.
Only $100. You got away.
That was, yeah.
Could have a lot more. Thousands.
I was ready to pay at least $1,500.
Easy. Because your computer means a lot to you.
Make sure you tell them that. Unfazed, by the way, of the guy beating off becoming the wallpaper of the computer.
Or the people screwing.
Well, if you like it.
I like Brandon's keyboard, though. Can I hit a keyboard again?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm supposed to pay up. I got a licensing problem.
You got the money?
Yeah, I've got the money. He said it was going to be $100. I thought it was going to be a lot more than that, so I feel pretty lucky, actually.
You can put the money in your ass.
Oh, in my ass?
Thank you.
Why? Really? You're going to get it out of there? Gross.
Yeah, nice, just so you can lick it out.
When do you think they got a call on to us?
Just so you can
Why do you have to transfer
up?
Me to the supervisor?
Because he's
that.
The one that sees through the lies.
Why couldn't you just string him along a little bit more? Couldn't you say I'm ready to PayPal it to you or something like that?
So what was it this time that tipped him off? That you were ready to pay more?
Yeah, probably because
he heard two voices.
I'm too excited to pay the bill, I think.
I think you should try it again, but this time string him along with PayPal. Because it's an easy pay.
Whatever.
All right.
Figure that. Seems to critique our phony phone calls.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Critique them. I just wanted you to. I was so excited to get to the manager. We've never gotten to the manager before.
You're right. It was
manager.
Escalated once.
Make it sound like he's a real manager.
You know how he got that job? He had the best command of swear words.
You could stick it up your
Are
ass.
You guys laughing your ass off? That's
yes, we are.
That's how you know when you've made now it to the manager. To
By the way, I love how they just give you the big, you know, stick it up your ass because you don't fall for their shit. You're still the asshole either way.
I know. Well, they got other people to scam. You're taking up their time, man.
That's true. Time is money. All right, now we had other phone numbers because Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, Engie.
Now, this is a guy who's a crooner. He was really supposed to be. He and Tom Jones were like the up-and-coming. Yeah. These guys are on a rocket ship to fame. And then along came something called the British Invasion, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
Killed them.
And they were kind of relegated to the backseat. But nonetheless, Engelbert Humperdinck is still, I didn't even know he was still playing. I didn't know he was alive.
He was my grandmother's favorite.
He had a couple of, he had some big hits. When I was
After
a
the Lovin'. One
After
of the
Lovin'
hits?
Was a big hit, yeah.
What was the hit that kept off Penny Lane? I think,
you know, that's a good question.
Let's see. Angie,
it held Penny Lane from reaching number one, I believe.
Too bad.
Penny Lane did reach number one.
Spanish
one
Eyes, The Last Waltz, There Goes My Everything, Release Me.
Release Me. Yep, it is Release Me.
After the Loving was going to be called Refraction, but I think they determined that After the Loving was more appropriate.
Loved After the Loving.
Of course.
I don't know what. Why is a refractive period?
See what he looks like now?
Refractory period has become so amusing to me. I don't know why. He doesn't look bad.
He did a Beatles Network. He did a Fab Four of the Beatles Network. Beatles Channel.
Are you kidding me? What songs did he pick?
He picked some decent songs. I don't remember.
Did he mention the fact that he was number one?
He did.
Out of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
For
should.
1 minute.
Should.
Release Me in the Last Waltz hit number one.
All right. Someone was thrown out of an Engelbert Humperdinck concert.
Not only that, the crowd turned on him.
I don't blame him.
It was Friday night. He was in just a few songs into his set when an elderly man in the front row interrupted him, complaining that the teleprompter at the foot of the stage is blocking my view.
I don't blame him.
But does he have to interrupt the talent performing?
I don't think it should be Engelbert Humperdinck's problem.
So if you're Engelbert Humperdinck, do you A, ignore it and keep crooning? Do you B, talk to somebody between songs off stage to help the man out?
Yeah, I think you talk to somebody.
Or do you see heckle him back?
Is that what he did?
Yes.
Oh, Angie.
What did he say?
He engaged the heckler in some friendly banter, but then noticed his age and silver hair, dubbed him Bernie Sanders. Soon up the audience took up the cry shouting, Bernie! Bernie! Nice. Bernie!
The crowd was for the heckler?
No, they were packing up Humperdinck's
jokes. They were yelling at him.
Yeah, they were abusing him.
The patron was not amused. He continued to heckle Humperdinck. Security guards started circling the enraged Bernie clone, who refused to be still. Now the audience started to get mad. They started yelling, throw him out! Throw him out! Lock him up!
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Guards escorted escorted him. Yeah, Bernie. Out of the auditorium.
Do they give his real name?
No, they don't give the guy's name.
Okay. What's the venue?
The episode held up
the Humper. It's got a name, Branson, right?
They wrote The Humper for 10 minutes before he resumed songs, including Released Me to a sold-out crowd.
The Humper.
The show was sold out. The audience gave the star a rousing standing ovation. Man, he had that crowd in the palm of his hand.
What's the venue?
It is the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where we have friends. We have one of our best friends.
Yolanda.
Yolanda lives in Red Bank.
96-year-old, I believe, now.
Yep. Red Bank is also...
She might have been there. Is she 97? She was in 105.1 when we met her.
Sports radio?
Red Bank's also where Brian Williams likes to pretend it's a high-crime area.
Yes.
And he attacks the gay bars.
Remember, he said he was held at gunpoint in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah,
as a kid. Who's calling?
Another one of his tall tales. So let's call the Count Basie Theater. See if we can get some more details on this terrible public incident.
I can't believe the crowd turned on the guy.
Well, it's embarrassing when somebody...
Poor Bernie.
I don't feel sorry for Bernie. Why is he
wanted to see Angie.
Why is he yelling at Humperdinck?
Hey, Humperdinck, move the speaker.
They should have talked to somebody.
Teleprompter.
Like Humperdinck set up his stage.
Thank you for calling the Count Basie Center for the Arts Administrative Offices. Ooh. To purchase tickets and group sales, please call the box office at 842.
Come on. How do we get a late? How do we get a person?
If you know your party's extension, please dial it now
zero.
Or select one of the following options. For the main office and receptionist, Kim Mason, dial 105.
Let's talk to Kim.
For CEO, Adam Phillips.
105, huh?
Hey. 105. Listen to that, Drew. 105.
You've reached the administrative offices at the Count Basie Center for the Arts. This is Mason. If you're calling between the hours of 10 and 2, Monday to Friday, I am either away from my desk or assisting
it's
other patients.
It's not 10 to 2.
Dude, what, a four-hour lunch?
Please leave a detailed message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
It's zero again.
Please note
it's zero.
I'm totally put aside now. I'm interested in this four-hour lunch this lady.
Yeah, this is really
that
weird.
That extension is busy.
What?
You've reached the administrative offices at the Count Basie Center.
Yeah,
for
try 106.
Well, 120.
I'll be down.
Oh, here we go.
Nice. Good call.
How about that?
You know Angie's real name?
I don't.
Arnold George Dorsey.
Hello, you've reached the desk of Yvonne Scuderi, Vice President of Education.
I'd love to talk to Yvonne.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Try 107. 107 WAAF. 107.3.
Come on, Basie.
What kind of a fluff-off party are they having?
I'm not dead.
I got four-hour lunches.
Hey, it's John Venna, Vice President, Marketing and Public Relations here.
That's
at the
guy.
Please leave your message.
Boy, sure got a few jobs.
Better luck reaching.
Listen, he's got a cell phone.
What?
You reached the voicemail for Karen Franklin.
Jesus,
God, does anyone work there?
No, they're all fluffing off. They get four-hour lunches, and they leave early, apparently.
Shouldn't it be all hands on deck post-Humperdinck in this scandal?
They're all rushing over to the Dirty South Lounge for their night job?
Basie would turn around in his grave over this.
Basie.
You have reached
the
Okay, forget it. Forget it.
No, one more.
Come on.
It's not even...
I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.
This is totally bogue.
I mean, the janitor's gotta have one of these numbers.
maintenance. They'll pick up.
He only gets a 2-hour lunch.
You have reached the mailbox for extension 110.
All right. All right. Whatever.
Hey, but we do have somebody else in Red Bank, though.
Yolanda, I think we need an issue, though, to talk to Yolanda about.
Ask her if she's
I got one.
What?
Biden. And the
kissing. Oh, that's true.
The smelling.
I predict that Yolanda will not think he did anything wrong.
I would agree with that. I mean, if that's what you want to call her, we don't have to call her.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
We could call her.
We're not calling you.
I'd love to hear the first 6 words of her answering machine and then the click. By the way, Biden is leading in the polls.
Yeah, Biden.
No surprise.
I know. It's funny. This, you know, all these people, he's kissed my head. He put his hand on my back. Apparently,
welcome to the world, Joe.
It seems to bother as many people as I thought. It just doesn't, you know, if he squeezed an ass, if he said something really rude, I get the feeling that he genuinely kind of fucks up. I don't know, am I crazy? Yeah. Am I giving him too much credit?
He likes to make connections, isn't that what he said?
I mean, wouldn't it seem like someone would say, yeah, he was, you know, he was trying to come on to me. But I'm a creep. He's just awkward. I mean, there are those people.
It's weird, but there's no malice there.
It doesn't seem like it. I don't know. And I don't like it when all of them occur the moment he's about to announce he's running for president.
Oh, yeah.
That seems strange to me. I can't help it. Anyway, he's at 32%. Bernie Sanders at 23%. Kamala Harris at 9. Liz Warren at 7.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here, Warren.
Pete Buttigieg is at 5%. He's gay, by the way. Not that it matters.
It's raised a ton of money, by the way.
Cory Booker's at 4%. Kristen Gillibrand and Amy Klobuchar are both at 2%.
Hey, get out of here, broads.
Could they just do Biden, Sanders, and then say any of the broads and then make their number look bigger?
Who would Biden run?
Any of the broads.
Who would Biden and broads or field? Who do you think? Who do you think Biden's VP would be? His choice. You think he'd have a woman?
Obama.
You think he'd have a woman?
Like 3 months ago, I called it that it would be Biden and Beto because he would get Beto as his VP.
Where's Beto in this?
He's kind of fallen right now. He was just in Iowa at like the University of Iowa, and there was a bunch of kids going, hey, are you here to see Beto? And it was Beto. And he was like, no, I am Beto.
Maybe it's his white privilege because he got out of those 2 arrests by utilizing his white privilege, which he apologized for. Or maybe it's because he apologized for his white privilege.
Maybe people didn't realize he had white privilege.
He's from a wealthy background. I can't remember his father.
He used to be in a rock band.
Yeah, he was in a punk band. Oh, there's some pretty grim things he wrote as a 15-year-old, which have been unearthed.
Yeah.
They're pretty weird.
That'll do it.
But let's try the Dirty South Lounge.
That's amazing. He is not. Oh, no, he's 4th on the list.
What
you
is he at?
Well,
I missed
8,
him.
8%. He's above Liz Warren.
There you okay. go. Beto's moving.
Liz.
He's moving.
Hey, Liz.
It's here, the Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event. If you're wondering what all the excitement's about, during Zott's spring sales event, you can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month, or you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. Maz could get a bird dog on that.
Call me. Don't worry about anyone else. Just call me. I'll put you in touch with people.
If you want to move the whole family
unless you're on vacation.
Exactly.
In total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month, plus last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success. Did I ever tell you that it just didn't work last month, so we're going to try it again this month? Or is it always a smashing success that makes something continue?
It's always smashing. They've had great months at Dodge Store.
Good.
Jeep Dodge.
Our friends at
Smash, smash, smash.
Our friends at Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing and all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. Nobody. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then we'll be back on the Hall Financial Hotline in just a moment. But first, they are the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show, David Hall and Hall Financial. I think we're going to pitch them on some of the other shows, too. And I bet you they're going to jump in because they are early adopters. And damn it, this network is happening. So if you'd like to purchase a home or refinance, or you'd like to do something, or you're having some credit problems, or maybe you want to refer somebody, They've gone to bat for a lot of people who did not have success at, say, oh, I don't know, Company Q. And somehow Hall Financial was able to determine that, hey, this is not a big deal. We're going to get you through. And they put somebody in their dream home. And he said it was one of the best days of his wife's life. They had dreamed of having their first home. Hall Financial was able to do what a couple other people were not able to do and responsibly get them into a good loan. So don't take it
from
us.
I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself.
Yeah. Dream come true. Just like that dream for Huel. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. NMLS number 1467435. Call 248-308-5000 or go to the Drew and Mike Show website and click the link to Hall Financial to get it going.
I'm hoping to get a spinoff on the Red Shovel Network myself.
Have you pitched
what kind of show?
Pitch
it to
the
owner.
I haven't pitched anything yet.
I'm going to come up with something for
here's
you.
Here's your moment. Go.
All right.
I'm a network executive.
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of show are you talking
about? That's what you're wearing to your meeting?
Do you have any time that could sit down maybe at a later date?
I think it'd be more entertaining to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I got
some ideas.
Four employees at the network.
I got some good ideas.
Let's hear them.
Classic TV and movies I'd like to talk about, you know, and bring back the old days. Maybe play some
first show.
Play some old commercials from back in the day.
Boring. Tell us about your clock.
My clock?
Well, yeah, how are you going to divide the show up? You got to have a pie chart, you know, where you say, the first 10 minutes I want to do this, the second 5 minutes I want to do this, here's where the commercials go.
Any segments?
Can you give me a couple of days?
You asked for the meeting.
I know, but I didn't expect to get it so quick.
Well, it's not like Drew's busy. He's not got anything else going on.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
You see, I just came off a vacation. I'm still trying to sell a car. I'm still trying to get back into the grind.
It was a flood.
You're always coming off a vacation.
I wanted to get back into the grind of things.
Get comfortable again.
I'm really sorry. I wasn't ready for this meeting.
You blew it!
I love asking for a meeting that you were not ready for.
I didn't expect to get it so quick.
I understand how you feel.
Oh, God. Thank you. Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Is there going to be a follow-up meeting?
I think I'll just stick to my one day.
We talked you out of it. We were just trying to help.
You didn't even tell him no.
I got to go.
All right, so that show's over. Unfortunately, never got it off the ground.
The Tom TV show is not going to happen.
I think it's some soft rock talk. Maybe have some guests on.
I think you need to
Jerry Mathers.
Could you possibly flesh it out a little more?
Burt Ward was going to be our first guest.
Except he'll end up having a road trip that you'll have to bust him on.
Yeah, and he
won't be able to take your call.
Spend 10 minutes telling you why he can't be on the show.
First segment, Tom.
Hey, he followed me on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, really?
He did? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What did you do to get him to follow you?
I told him Gentle Giant's dog food was great.
Oh, really?
So you lied to
his
ass.
No, I think it's great.
Okay.
That's great. We're starting to wean Jeter onto it.
How many followers does Burt Ward have, by the way?
Go to Gentle Giant's dog food.
Wait, there's got to be a Burt Ward Twitter, right?
I don't think Burt Ward Live, is that him?
It could be.
Here's the Gentle Giants one, and it's got 2,700 followers.
There you go. See? Starting to take
including
off.
Including one follower we know, Tom Maswell.
It's starting to take off. Sky's the limit.
No, he followed you back. He didn't follow you.
Oh, and it's not just Burt Ward's Twitter.
It's Tracy.
Burt and Tracy Ward.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
got
to talk to Tracy. Tracy's his wife.
You got to talk to Melinda.
God, that's good stuff.
Oh, who to follow? Julie Newmar is below Burt. Wow.
Okay.
She's got 6,300 followers.
See?
Can we go through Tom's tweets and replies and what he likes? I love doing it. It's very entertaining.
Really not needed. Right,
and now you're here, so you can explain
it. Can you select some highlights, and we'll call the Dirty South Lounge since they are open now.
You got it.
Oh, R. Kelly at the Dirty South Lounge Saturday night for $100.
And
unfortunately, he didn't show up till 1:30 in the morning. So this fan is disappointed. I got there early. I waited for hours. No R. Kelly. I went home, and then I was told later, shut up at 1:30, and I can't get a refund. What the hell?
What do you mean you can't get a refund?
I can't get a refund because he showed up at 1:30.
It's terrible. That's bad service.
I hope they don't get a 4-hour lunch.
Do you
Did you get your shot? Did he perform this?
Yeah. It's about 28 seconds.
Oh, they think they can just stall. They think they can run the four corners and stall out, huh?
They might be in cahoots with the Count Basie Theater.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did you get your shots? What is up with the dirty sound?
Use your common sense.
It is early.
Is this the phone ringing at the bar as they're setting up?
Yeah, it's early.
I flew in on a helicopter.
All right, we'll give them a this place half
reminds,
an hour.
Reminds me of the Double Deuce on Roadhouse. They didn't answer their phones till later.
Why don't we roll Dr. Dow from Good Morning America? Dow. Dow has broken his silence.
I do have legitimate breaking news queued up if you want to do that
really?
First.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime there's breaking news, we have to get, or network breaking news, we have
breaking
to get
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
It's regarding white boy Rick Wershey.
Oh, yes.
That breaking news coming from Tallahassee, Florida, it's where free. A clemency board has denied Rick Wershey's request
what?
For an early
I'm blown
release
away
from prison.
Wershey's attorney was notified in writing of that decision late this afternoon.
This means he is going to have to serve out his sentence in Florida for his role in a car theft ring. Let's get over to Kevin Dietz, who got his hands on the letter. Kevin.
Yeah, here's that letter right there.
Oh, turn Kevin's mic on. Turn Kevin's mic on.
It says that the executive clemency board
why is it so
and its
funny
hearing
when that happens?
On March 13th, 2019, took your client's case under advisement and has subsequently denied his request for commutation of sentence. Rick Wershey has lost his battle for early release from prison in Florida. Locked up for more than 31 years, the Florida Clemency Board voted not to release Wershey
really?
Early, despite two federal agents testifying that Wershey has been one of the greatest police informants in American history.
So none of that matters. I challenge anybody to tell me
nothing matters.
One prisoner who has contributed more to law enforcement than this man.
At age 14 in 1984, Wershey was paid by police to help bust
up
a major
Detroit
drug gang.
I want to hear it.
At 16,
why?
You saw the movie.
You know it.
You saw the movie.
I'd like to see it.
He had 7 kilos of cocaine. He was busted. He was a police informant. He was 18 years old. He was thrown in jail. He cooperated. They busted many Detroit police.
I don't know.
But there was a lot of anger over him busting other people. Also, some things he said about Gil Hill's activities. And so a lot of people were determined to keep him behind bars as long as possible. Wrote many, many letters to the parole board.
Why would any of that matter to Florida? Where he is being held right now.
They're just treating it like it's a completely separate thing, like the other thing never happened.
Someone's on the take
opinion.
There, too.
Yeah, obviously. But now you have FBI agents saying nobody's helped us
more. It's crazy.
Is this a tough on crime thing?
This takes me to Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky.
Oh, my God.
Why are they going to prison?
I don't know.
Why would they go to prison for 4 to 10 months?
I'm shocked.
Is anyone surprised by this?
I think Laughlin was offered
2 years.
2 years.
Becky's going up the river for 2 years.
You know what's being
really,
lost?
Is that no?
Now wait. I just heard about from Kim Fox that Jesse Smollett's not a violent offender. He's never done anything wrong. We drop stuff like this all the time. So why wouldn't they drop this just like Kim Fox dropped it?
Well, first off, you know that's ludicrous. Don't compare it to that. But
well, no, I'm just saying.
It's white collar. It's white collar crime.
Always compare these things.
But it's white collar crime.
Well, but Jesse Smollett kept a whole police department busy for 2 weeks.
No, Smollett should serve their stuff. He should go to jail.
It's an equally outrageous thing. Which one is worse, really? This affected one person.
Smollett.
Jesse Smollett affected a whole police department.
But they should be done. They should have a major penalty. They should pay a lot of money, although it doesn't matter to them.
I honestly thought Jesse Smollett would go to jail. I really
think he should
for a couple months.
I think he should go to jail. But separately, you know what's never talked about with this whole college thing is that $500,000 that she wrote it to a charity, or it looked like a charity, and she got to write it off on her taxes. I mean, that's a federal tax crime.
Well,
those people should go away. That's horseshit.
But she has no record at all.
What do you mean? First time offender?
Yeah.
How many people?
I mean, that's always part of these things. I mean, when people shoot someone,
they're not even going to jail.
Have a record, so we'll give them 3 years or whatever.
Two years is a long time, but still, it's a major crime, and I hate to see just because it's a white collar money crime that, you know, isn't as maybe interesting as other crimes that doesn't get penalized.
She didn't steal money from someone.
The government.
Well,
so she pays penalties.
How many people do that?
To that exactly. level?
Yeah. Not that's probably the tip of the iceberg. I got news for you. 500,000.
I honestly didn't know she'd written it off on her taxes. By the way,
of them did.
Can she get her money back? Does she get her money back?
I don't think
so.
I think that's it. The school keeps that. I think the school keeps
but
that.
But she
didn't go to the school, though.
She paid $15,000, and Aunt Becky paid $500,000. Shouldn't Aunt Becky at least get $485,000 back?
Yeah.
She overpaid.
You know, that is an interesting question, because you would think that Rick Singer, or whatever his name is, would have to pay that to somebody.
Well, they're going to jail. Shouldn't they at least get their money back?
I'm sure the money is spent already. let's go there, okay? The money is spent.
I know. Obviously.
Yes, obviously.
The money is long gone.
Didn't they add more charges to Aunt Becky?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Aunt Becky, if she challenges
Felicity
them.
Huffman, too.
If she challenges them, she can go up the river for a lot of years. She will cave any day now.
I don't think
they belong in jail. They should be penalized.
I'm not in favor of these people. I'm not on their behalf.
Neither am I.
I think they're scumbags and they're weasels. And they're the worst part is, I mean, isn't what people are most mad about is. You're a horrible fucking parent.
Yeah.
Who does that? What are you trying to do?
Mm-hmm. Look at a brat.
And the kids
she
are
raised.
Big weasels. And by the way, the kids are liars. I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, your SAT went up 400 points, and you had no idea.
You didn't fill out the application, and you still got in. That's amazing.
She worked with a proctor or something who changed or helped her with answers.
Huffman, right?
Yeah, I think it's Huffman's kid. You didn't know there was anything wrong with that.
Did the other one even take the test? Olivia? Did she even take the test?
I don't think she did.
She didn't fill out an application.
No, they hired someone to do that.
I'm sure they hired someone to take the test, too.
Why not just buy her an apartment on campus and let her pretend that she's going to school there and then just say you graduated from there?
Ask a dumb question. Does anyone fill out their college application anymore? I thought that was the most normal thing to do. I never thought twice about having someone else fill in my application.
Yeah, everybody should be filling it out themselves.
Do people, though? It sounds like no 17-year-old fills out a college application.
Believe me, parents help. They do.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because the kids are going to have questions. They're going to have questions. They don't fill.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing
to fill out.
They don't know what hospital they're born in or something like that, I understand.
We're talking about the essay that you have to write.
Well, we know that's a cottage industry, buying essays, which is also mind-boggling. But this is the funny thing is this is going at Harvard. It's going at Stanford. Yeah. These schools are really – it just sounds like a big
joke.
They
got egg on their face. There's no question about it.
As far as
you hear some Tom's
your
tweets.
Your mom goes to college.
Yeah, why don't we move to Tom's tweets?
We have Dr. Dow.
Why don't we play Dr. Dow first?
All right.
Okay. Dr. Tom's Dow breaking in silence. This is almost breaking news. It just broke a while ago.
2-year anniversary.
It's been two years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, can you think of anybody else's whose silence you want broken more?
No,
than
not
Dr.
many.
Dow?
I want to go home. I need to go home. I need to go home.
I made the guy cry.
I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
That's a man that wants to go home. I know that feeling, too, when they tell you, like, the plane has some kind of a malfunction. We think if it flies, you could all die. And you're going, no, but I need to get home, damn it. And you're like, there's ice on the wings. Yeah. You got the de-icing stuff. It's not working. I need to go get that fucking plane up in the air. I mean, I swear to God, I've felt that way many times. Like, I'll get on the plane. It'll be okay. Let's go.
Most people are like that.
I think so, too.
Do you think he knows he's a verb now to Dr. Dow someone is to pull him by their arms?
I'm not sure he knows that.
That video went viral at first and says he actually doesn't even remember being taken off the plane, only waking up in the hospital with no idea that he'd become a national headline.
It was the horrifying viral moment seen around the world.
Oh my God!
2 years ago, Dr. David Dow, forcibly removed from an oversold United Airlines flight by aviation security officers after refusing to give up his seat.
I just want to say this. When they tell you to get off the plane, I don't think I would argue with them. I would expect that they're going to take you off the plane. You're not going to win. No. So it doesn't really make much sense to fight. It's sort of like these people that run from the police or fight with the police. You're not going to win.
No, you're not winning.
You're not going to win. So, but anyway.
And if you call a cop by a bad name.
Make room for United employees.
No, I'm not going.
Today, Dow speaking publicly about the incident for the first time.
Have you watched the video?
Later on.
What's that like to watch?
I just cry.
You can hear you screaming in pain.
growing his hair out, isn't he?
I don't know. I just cry.
He also has
Dow suffered a concussion, broken nose, and two missing teeth.
Great answer,
he says he
Dow.
Was heading home to open a free clinic for veterans when the aviation security officers first approached him.
Do you remember how quickly things escalated?
I think very fast. I think very quick.
Well, great answer.
Were you expecting it to get physical at any point?
No, no.
Did she ask him if he would have to do it over again, if he would just get off the plane?
I know your daughter spoke out at a press conference.
What happened to my dad? I think he does at the end. Never happened to any human being.
He would probably just say, I just cried.
What was that like for you as a father to see her standing up for you and talking about what happened?
I just cry.
Yeah.
Why would you cry?
Later on, I watch TV. Oh, yeah, I just cry.
I think that's the United only thing he knows,
CEO
Drew.
Oscar Munoz sparking further uproar when he called Dow disruptive and belligerent in a leaked email to employees. He appeared on GMA to apologize.
This can never, will never happen again.
Like the airlines give a shit about anyone.
3 weeks later, Dow reached an undisclosed settlement with the airline. Dow had instantly become the source of national headlines, his personal life under a microscope, including a once temporarily suspended medical license.
How did you handle all of that attention?
Get the point, I have to hide him.
Could you go to work? Could you
I
leave
can't.
The house?
No. I stay for months, months in the house.
Now retired Dow says his faith and charity work helped him through all the unwanted attention. And today, he can see the good that came from the experience.
Yeah, well,
can we verify his charity work, by the way? Or do we just believe that?
The accident.
Just believe it. Feel good about that.
Turned out the positive way.
I don't know. I just, there were some questions about his
charity.
Get the guy a crumb.
Yes.
He got a crumb.
What would you
say to
those men who pulled you off the plane if they were sitting here?
I'm not angry with them. They have the job to do what they have to do.
And he got $10 million.
They may lose his job.
Is that how much he got?
You're $10 million?
So I'm not.
I don't know the exact amount.
I'm not angry with them.
But I've seen
like
upwards of over 100, but I don't think it's that much.
He's wearing a nice suit.
Now we reached out to United. The airline sent us a statement saying in part, flight 3411 was a defining moment.
I don't think they're back yet.
What kind of music would Dr. Dow like if we could get? We're going to try and get him on the phone here.
A lot of help from the Beatles.
You don't think
it's
this song?
57% chance. That's
okay. All right. By the way, I love hearing help on the Google
commercials. Oh, it's so good.
Doesn't it sound good?
They really paid a lot of money, but it was worth
what
it.
What a great song.
Help is great.
John Lennon literally crying out for help in the middle of Beatlemania.
Sweet. Is this REO?
Yeah. Time for me to fly?
Love REO. Two albums.
Just tell him, Brandon, that we're here.
We're here, Finn.
Just talk to him privately and tell him what's going on. Okay, is that Dr. Dow? Dr. Dow, are you doing better now? This is the Drew and Mike podcast. We just saw you on Good Morning America, and we were hoping maybe we'd get a little more out of you. As you reflect back on what happened, how do you feel?
I
just cry.
Yeah. Okay. Still crying.
You really haven't said a lot more than I just cry. But anyway, take us back to being dragged off the plane, if you could.
I guess you wanted to reenact it.
Yeah, I didn't want you to relive it. Just your thoughts on the whole business being dragged off the plane.
Oh, I just cry.
You just cry.
I'll tell you. Okay.
Well, it was terrible.
You know what? He keeps
that's all he says. I am.
Now he said a few more things than that. It was terrible. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Would he do it again? Would you think
stay on the plane? Yeah. Would you stay? No. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We even have used the term Dr. Dowd as a verb.
No.
Have you heard? He hasn't heard that.
He doesn't like that, I guess.
Does that upset you?
Do you know what it means?
No.
Okay. Now, I hated that they pulled your shirt up over your gut, too. I thought that was terrible. When you saw your gut,
crying.
Probably.
Have you flown since?
Yes.
Really? On a plane?
No.
What did you fly on? A helicopter.
Yes.
Yeah. How was that? How was that flight?
Okay. Man, well, you maybe had PTSD or something like that. But you did settle with United?
Yes.
And have you already been paid? Very fast. Oh, okay. Wow, we got a lot out of it.
It enabled you to retire early, too. Am I correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you cry tears of joy when they paid you and you found out how much money it was?
Oh, I just cried.
Yeah, you just cried.
Okay.
Did that make you feel better, though, to get a settlement?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You didn't cry, though?
No.
I don't blame him. I don't blame you one bit.
What did you think of your GMA appearance? Did you watch it on TV, and how did you react to it?
Oh, I just cried.
Yeah, just cried again.
Take us back one more time now. If you do fly in the near future, let's say you fly on United, how will that feel? Hopefully you won't reenact this thing again, but I'm just wondering, we'll try it one more time. How would you feel to fly United?
Okay. Now, what do you do? Dr. Dow, when your plane is delayed, I mean, that's got to be kind of frustrating. What do you do?
I'm not angry with them.
Oh, you're not? What do you do, though?
I cry.
Oh, you just cry. Okay.
You really wanted to get home. I mean, we heard you, how much you wanted to get home. It must have meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny. Very serious.
It's not funny. It
makes me want to cry.
We have been a little bit light about this, and I do apologize for that.
What?
I think he has to get off the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, this man, a few words, just like in his GMA interview.
Do you like REO Speedwagon, the music we played for you?
Well, apparently not. All right, that's Dr. Dow.
Bye. Bye, Dr. Dow.
Bye, Dr. Dow.
Bye-bye.
You there? Bye.
That's the follow-up to the Good Morning America interview. Oh, boy.
You got much more out of him than she did.
I agree.
I learned a lot.
I do think, though, he is having some kind of flashbacks or PTSD from what I can tell.
Either that or he only knows five English phrases.
We only had a 50% chance of getting him, so he didn't have 57. So he didn't have a lot of time to think about the call or maybe to
you know, even
hang
up.
People will ask their questions. Dr. Dow?
Yeah.
Oh boy, he's listening. All right.
You know,
feel free to download the show later if you want.
No.
Okay, good. Dick.
Would you like a copy? No. Would you like a copy of the interview? A lot of times guests would like to get copies, and we could send it to you.
Very fast.
Very fast.
Okay. We'll send it on, Dr. Dow. Thank you. Okay, go on. You can hang up now.
I can ask him if he could be on my spinoff show.
Dr.
Tom
Dow.
And Dow?
No.
How quickly would you say no?
Dr. Dow.
Very fast.
What would you do if you were forced to do a show with Tom? How would that make you feel? Yeah, understandably.
At least he's not screaming.
Try to think about doing a show with Tom Mazzoway, a very unplanned show. In fact, he wasn't even ready for the meeting.
Off the cuff.
How would that make you feel? Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Dr. Dow. Have a great day.
Bye.
I know you need to get home.
I'm not going to have him on my spinoff, that's for sure.
Well, why not? Are you ready for your follow-up meeting?
No, I'm not ready yet.
He already said no. He said no before you did.
I know he did.
It's unfortunate.
I appreciate you asking him, though.
No,
you need a co-host.
I do.
You didn't present one at your meeting.
Well, I'm thinking of having a different one every day.
I think he has a lot more to offer than we've heard. So if you could get that out of him, Maz, I think it'd be great.
It'll be an exclusive.
Maybe you can get 1970s NFL Twitter page to co-host with you because you replied to them today.
I definitely could. Me and him are tight.
A picture of Franco Harris with the Seahawks in 1984, and they just titled it Franco Harris 1984. Anybody want to guess what Tom's reply is to that? This could be a really fun game.
See, that's the part of his career that no one remembers.
Oh, you're on the right track.
Okay.
So now you know Tom's not happy about the photo.
Tom's angry that he didn't finish his career in Pittsburgh.
Kind of. Two words he wrote.
What?
Look away.
You don't want to see Franco in a Seahawk.
You could not see that tweet without responding.
Could not.
Couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
All right. What else is going on in Tom Mazzoway's Twitter? This might be a new feature. Maybe it's time to replace Soft Rock.
It could be.
A very nice looking lady took a picture from Comerica Park. No one's there, by the way.
That was the St. Joan of Arc field trip.
Exactly.
Maddie's on that field trip.
Yep, with the crossing guards.
Yes.
She wrote, "Happy Baseball Day." And what did Tom write?
I used to be a crossing guard.
No, this is to someone
I know.
Did you
bond with the crossing guard, by the way?
I did. Tom was the older gentleman.
Yes.
that, you know, I kind of leaned on his expertise.
Did you tell him that you did it as a student?
You know who else did it with me? Ooh. Art DeBlasis.
What?
Yeah.
Like Art the one had, with a hot sister?
Yeah, Art had one corner, I had the other.
Art.
Yeah.
That's right.
Art.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Only three syllables in his name.
That's it.
DeBlasis.
DeBlasis.
Happy Baseball Day, Tom replies.
God, I can't
to someone I know, obviously. So,
wait, something about something he ate at the ballpark.
No. Nope.
That's a good guess, though.
Nope. Do you think he might be a little envious?
Yeah. Like, hey, take me to the next game.
There you go. Close enough. Wish I was there. Hashtag SJA. Heart emoji. Baseball emoji. Tiger emoji.
Wow.
That's my
way. A lot of emojis. You couldn't let that pass.
No.
So you found time in your day.
I did.
Your busy day.
I did.
When you can't listen to the podcast, but you had to respond to that.
I was working.
Now, Ashley.
Is that part of your job, responding on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley F. tweeted at you. Our friend Ashley F. tweeted at Tom.
Who's back we have.
Yes.
Of course.
This ad popped up on my Instagram, and I thought of you. So she sent it directly to me. It's two pictures of Milano's. It says, I don't need an inspirational quote. I just need a Milano cookie. Tom replied with an emoji, just one emoji.
Put that cookie down now.
I don't know.
A smiling, crying face.
Okay, I was going to guess that because he likes that emoji.
Yes.
I don't like that you know my emojis. Why don't you know?
You like that one a lot.
It's just a laughing one. I laugh. You make me laugh, so I send it to you.
I know. But it looks like you're really laughing your ass off.
Well, you make me laugh a lot.
Okay, good.
I'll tune it down.
No, I like.
I'll switch them up.
Those laughing emojis, I don't know why they make me laugh, because they really look like they're just laughing their asses off.
Well, you know, last night's tweet was phenomenal. Who's going to throw gymnasts in the receptacle?
I was very proud of that tweet. And by the way, great. In the future, no one will ever say, who got Jim Nance's tie? The question is always, who threw Jim Nance's tie in the nearest dumpster? Because you get the same answer.
Yeah,
no, was
it
a receptacle?
No,
the player.
Or was it a dumpster?
Yeah. Dumpster.
It was a dumpster. Yeah.
Receptacle. I thought about receptacle, though.
Yeah. Receptacle might have been a little bit better.
Okay.
It's me. I'm looking for the trash can.
So, Brad Galley tweeted out that Texas Tech beat Michigan and Michigan State, but couldn't beat Virginia. And somebody named Mike Foss retweeted, said, not bad for losing to a 16 seed a year ago. How do you think Tom replied to that? I'll give you a big, big hint. It's basically how he started the show today.
So was there a shout-out in there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Hey, great coaching.
I don't know.
How about our guy, I thought he was terrific. Hashtag NFL ready.
Wait, how much action can get out of you? I mean, how often do you think about this guy?
You got a like off that
tweet. He's the official who's just available in the event of something happening during the game. Why are you still talking about him?
That's because I met him.
I'm bleeping both of those, by the way.
Wow. I cannot believe how powerful a meeting that was.
So Ryan Armani tweeted, I hate to be the old guy, but no one can give me a good reason why this game starts at 9:20 p.m. and stop it with the West Coast thing. If the World Series can start at 8, so can college basketball. Tom did reply to that. We should be on Central Time anyway. You're correct. We should.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
And someone replied to that, come on, Maz. The sun would set an hour earlier if we did that. How did Tom reply to Ryan's tweet back to his tweet?
It wasn't Ryan's tweet. It was someone else writing me back.
Another Ryan.
You butt out, Rye.
Very close. Very close, Brandon. Damn.
I don't know.
One word. So?
Hey, don't you think the daylight savings is a farce?
Yes, I do.
It's a fucking farce.
No, that was time well spent.
Thank you. Now, let me explain something. Last week when I was on vacation, and we happened to stop, obviously, in the central time zone in Nashville and in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to watch a couple of the games. And the games were over at fucking, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I was like, wow, you got the whole your whole night ahead of you. I can't even stay awake. I always wanted my sports to start early.
I gotta say, that's a powerful point.
That's a good argument. All right, last one.
Damn.
Allison Martinick tweeted out, happy birthday to the best person to work with, an all-around greatest guy.
I used to work with Allison.
We know that.
Okay.
Jay Towers, which Jay retweeted that and said, we laugh so hard every morning. It's always the best part of our day.
Like
it's a guffaw fest.
How did Tom reply to that?
I don't like this at all.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Listening is the best part of the day.
Oh, that'd be a better response.
Tom-esque.
It's a great sun emoji day out there. Have a super B-day, Jay. Enjoy it. Birthday cake emoji. What is that? A hat party emoji?
Gay.
Four-leaf clover?
Why
a four-leaf clover?
Do you understand why I said super birthday? Because he is a huge Superman fan.
And a balloon emoji.
Boy, that was a lot of work, Tom.
Sorry.
Happy birthday to him.
Is Jay Towers had that much? Has he had that much impact on you?
I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. I wish everybody a happy birthday on
birthday
Facebook.
Thing, man. You're in your 50s.
Not for me.
You're in your 50s.
I did too.
Oh, that's right. You didn't wish me a happy birthday personally.
I mean, once you're 13, 14, 15, 16, the edge is taken off of the birthday.
Not for me.
No?
No. I actually feel
so. Think about it all year. My birthday's coming up. I wonder what I get for my birthday.
I think about
this
everybody's
year.
Birthday. Like Art the Blasses is December 27th. Gary Monticelli is February 4th.
Some people don't
Ralph Focaraccio is June 5th.
Is it dawned on you that maybe as people get older, their birthdays aren't as meaningful?
Mark is January the 3rd. You are October 31st. Brandon's, I forgot.
I'm honestly, it's the obsession. I'm kind of amazed that you know.
I'm impressed.
It's my birthday week right now.
Oh, you're an April guy.
Oh, look how excited he just got. Wow, he honestly perked
Happy
up about
birthday week, man.
He did light up.
I'm going to hug you later.
Thanks. It's Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. That's the 13th.
It's also
Annie's. Guess what? That's
also
my mom's
Annie's
birthday
week.
And Annie's birthday. Well, my mom's birthday is the same as Brandon's. How about that?
Great.
Yeah. I don't get this.
Oh, by the way.
You don't know Zoo's birthday. He feels left out.
I'm going to talk to Joey in a minute.
When someone says their birthday is the same day as something, the only thing that goes in my head is, there was a 1 in 365 chance that would happen. Yeah.
Okay,
there's other things that happen on your birthday,
things
too.
Things happen every day.
You know what's special about today?
Do? What?
It's Sammy and Claire's 58th anniversary.
Oh, boy. We know they're going to celebrate.
Sammy and Claire are celebrating by probably screaming at each other now.
Really?
Probably.
Looks like your dad's going to get balls deep in your mom tonight.
Oh, that is not nice.
So that's why they're going to be screaming.
Why are you doing that to Claire?
She likes it.
She don't like it. Leave my mother out of this.
This may put an end to the birthdays.
Sam, get off her.
That's why they're going to be yelling.
Maz, what would they be arguing about?
Oh, I know.
I can't explain it.
Would they be arguing about
what they're going to have for dinner? What my dad brought home from ShopRite instead?
What?
Why'd you get this? I wanted this.
What boring foreplay?
No matter what.
So they're both responsible for the argument.
Oh, God, yes.
No one person.
Like, let's say I'm talking to my sisters, and they're in the same room as my parents. Mm-hmm. And my sister will say to me, hey, dad was sick the other day, blah, blah, blah. You'll hear my mom from the background, he wasn't sick!
You're not going to believe this. We have future audio.
Oh, future audio.
Of tonight. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, we know. I mean, I guess. I don't know where we got.
My dad's 91 and a half.
This way tonight.
Oh, it's good this way.
I know, but I want to see your face.
Oh, no. I don't like that way.
You don't like to do it face to face?
No, I don't like that way. I don't like to see the face.
See, they're going
to
argue.
What?
That's great.
Look.
Whoa. Sam.
You can get a doggy style. You can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices. This is my house, and I get to say.
Do that.
Sure.
Dad.
So he did that just. He's going to do that just to cause an argument.
Yeah.
Just to cause a fight.
It's nice to see that they're still romantic.
Yeah, I guess it is.
After all these years.
I guess you could look at it that way.
Well, people judge romance in different ways.
I know.
It's okay.
Sammy.
Congratulations.
By all means.
You can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices.
I love future audio. When you can find it, it's usually really interesting.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
How do you know? Why?
Why?
I really
Why
hope
not?
It doesn't.
Older
happen.
People are entitled to have a good time, too.
No Why question. Not? Good for them.
All right.
Right?
I guess so. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
You know.
I want to mention.
Back, baby. No, Jimmy.
It's not a love affair. It's the object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
In, out, three times.
Our pre-show conversation today.
Can you make me feel good?
Brandon!
I feel good.
Sammy, I feel good.
All right, that's enough.
All right, no more.
I think
that's
enough.
Ridiculous.
I think you guys went up to the line, but you didn't go over. So that was good.
Okay.
That was textbook. Maz, think about that when you start.
No,
a
I don't
new
want
show.
To think about.
Oh, you're not doing a new show.
That's the last thing I want to think about.
All right. So we're talking before
Banging
the show. Maz and I are doing the pre-show prep as usual, And the story came about the woman kidnapped in Uganda.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you saw the video I saw, but, you know, when they ran the clip of her,
no makeup.
Her hair looked ratty. Yeah. And and she's 56, but she's very pretty.
She is.
Couldn't help but think, boy, I think if they cleaned her up, she'd be really hot.
She probably would.
Well, you've seen the real picture of her,
yeah,
right?
She's hot. Yeah. She is. She's very,
very
pretty.
Yeah.
She is.
She is. Yeah.
And I don't know, really, that's very germane to the story at all.
I think it is.
I mean, they make a nice couple.
Yeah, a lovely couple. Of course.
Her and the guide.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, her friend was on TV, and her friend was hot.
She was.
Is that generally a rule that if we see a hot person in the news, have hot friends about them in the news, possibly?
Pretty much.
In a case like that?
And we kind of thought she might have had a hide Iraq.
Yeah, we actually rewound to see what her name was so there could be a possible deep dive. And that led to Paulina Porizkova. I don't know why she's doing this. She's like, here I am on Instagram without any makeup. I'm 54. And actually, there was a really good picture of her.
Nice cleavage.
In another picture. And then Maz brings up that, all the Playboy models are doing new editions where they change the cover of the magazine to show them now.
Correct. But identical poses.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, it sounded very familiar to me, first of all. And then I thought,
they did that.
So Maz goes, I'll find it. So he goes on his phone. He's taking information. He goes, it was 2 years ago, but here they are.
I read a story yesterday that I thought was today.
I've done the same thing.
And it was 2 years ago.
That, yeah. Do not feel bad about it.
They do look good still. I'll tell you that. They still look good.
There was one
Matthews was looking good.
There was one they should have sent her a copy and said, this went out to everybody. Here you go. And then not sent it out.
Probably not.
Said, I know there was a distribution problem or something.
Something happened. I don't know what happened to that cover.
Weird. The Nipsey Hussle story is... I don't know if there's any story, except for Smollett maybe, that is crazier. First of all, this guy is a former gang member. He seems to be doing some nice things. He was doing some nice things in the community. I'm not trying to, he was killed. Sure. He seemed like he was trying to turn his life around.
That night he was at the ball game.
Special.
You're right. He was at the Michigan, the Texas Tech Gonzaga game.
Yep. That night. The night he got killed. 2 hours later, he was dead, I think.
Well... Yeah. Anyway, this story has taken a lot of really weird turns. First of all, they have a vigil for him. Someone was planning to commit a mass murder at the vigil. And apparently, I've read not a ton about it, but I've read enough about it to know that this is a vigil of a lot of people who are packing heat.
Of course.
And when someone said, implied that something was up, the place scattered. People were trampled. I mean, literally hundreds of people ran over people. I don't know if people are still in critical condition. There were five people originally in critical.
I think two were shot, actually.
Oh, they were shot. Okay.
Two were shot.
So, it just seemed like a vigil. It wasn't a great idea.
No.
For this guy.
Not at all.
Judging from, his background, his friends, it just wasn't a great place to gather those people.
Was that in front of the Staples Center, or was it?
Where his shop was, which is where he was shot, right?
Yes, it was where he was shot. The store, I think. There are the shoppings, the strip center. Mm-hmm. So now they're talking about, we got to have this memorial. It's got to be at the Staples Center, and this ought to be broadcast. So they're debating this on TMZ, and it seems like, how can they not broadcast this? And people in other cities want it. I'm like, I listen to his music. I really don't understand why this is such a big deal that it must be televised for all, but apparently he's very meaningful to a lot of people.
LeBron and all these guys, when he was murdered, really stepped up and they were mortally injured.
Once again,
mortally hurt that way. He was killed.
They're mainly LA-based people. I don't know about other cities, really.
Well, they were implying that other cities are going to be upset because, and there was a vigil here.
I was going to say, I'll correct myself because there was a huge vigil here.
So, I don't know. Is a memorial a great idea after the vigil?
I don't think so.
Does this mean that nobody's going to bring a gun?
No guns are allowed.
But at least this is in the Staples Center.
No guns are allowed. Well, I know, but you have to go outside the Staples Center to get inside the Staples Center.
Get in with a gun.
So, I don't know. It just seems kind of dubious to me because there's
so much.
Wait, are
you saying you're not going to go?
No, I'm not going to go.
What?
I'm not going to be attending.
Can I say something?
Well, you missed the triple X testosterone vigil.
I know.
When I first heard Nipsey Hussle was murdered, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was Nipsey. I thought they were laughing. I thought it was Nipsey Russell. I mean, Nipsey Russell's been dead for 30 years.
It's not Nipsey Russell, and he does not have dollar signs in his name either.
It's not. He was great on Password, though. Not Password, Match Game.
Match Game, he was. Now, okay, this blows my mind. I read a story today that Chris Darden, who prosecuted OJ, his daughter is getting bombarded on social media because her father is representing
doing his job,
accused of killing Nipsey Hussle. And they run this clip on TMZ, this woman saying, what an Uncle Tom he is, and why can't he have some raggedy white public defender?
Like we have, she said.
Well, first of all, why would everyone need a public defender?
That's what she
said. Does he deserve, so in other words, he deserves a white public defender because white people are shitty and should represent shitty people? And he doesn't deserve, because, you know, frequently you see Johnny Cochran representing black people, who Johnny Cochran represented O.J. Simpson, who murdered two people in cold blood.
Well, he was innocent.
Yeah, he was innocent. We know he wasn't innocent. Chris Darden,
I mean, he was.
By the way, was criticized for, he was found innocent, but we know he dripped DNA from the house to his house.
Prove it.
That's hearsay.
No, it's not hearsay. His blood was in a trail from the house.
It's not my blood.
To the gate, on the gate.
I understand
in
that.
In the car.
Know. Yeah, you know how it got there, right? You know, Mark Furman put it there. Mark Furman put it all there.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank
I forgot.
You. I forgot about him.
So why is it? And actually, you know what? In this conversation, it was discussed, and there's a story about this too, that Chris Darden's an asshole. He prosecuted OJ. Wait, prosecuted OJ? What? That's... he's an Uncle Tom for prosecuting OJ?
Which was his job, because he is a public...
prosecutor.
Yeah. In the DA's office.
And now he is an Uncle Tom for representing the man who shot Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle, by the way, was a former gang member. I mean, I think he may have been inviting some of this sort of thing at some point in his life. Maybe. So, I don't know. This is where race just blows my mind. I just have a real... And Chris Darden's daughter...
Yeah,
his daughter
she
really
have to do with it.
How far beyond idiocracy do we have to go before we turn around, go the other way? Is there a bottom to this?
No,
anywhere.
I don't think there is.
And okay, I'm not done. Then there's Kodak Black, who comes out to say, I want to bang Nipsey Hussle's widow. She might need a year to cry and shit, but. I'll give her a year.
Hey, people mourn in their own ways.
So he is so despicable that radio stations are dropping Kodak Black's music. Now, wait a second. Let's examine the music they are playing. Tekashi 6ix9ine had sex with a 13-year-old and videotaped it. He committed armed robberies. He taped them on his phone. Snoop killed someone. There's a lot. Nicki Minaj is currently apparently close to engaged to someone who murdered someone and raped someone in two separate incidences.
Hey, but she don't believe
it. And she trashed the girl that he raped.
Correct.
And said that she's lying and he was only 16. I mean, how many dumb things have been said? Listen to some things in the songs, for Christ's sake. But we're talking about things people did. People actually did. And is anyone stop listening to their music? No. But this guy said something about Nipsey Hussle's widow, and his music can no longer be played. And I'm not defending him. I think he's an asshole.
You're a big Kodak Black fan, huh?
First of all, don't call what they do music, please.
Is this Kodak Black?
Yeah.
So Kodak Black, it turns out, also is in the IT's Rap Museum. And he was informed that, they're taking down your exhibit at the Rap Museum, which I thought was, really? Well, are they going to go around to the other exhibits and maybe the people that killed someone, shot someone, raped someone, sexually assaulted someone, are they going to take them down too?
Are they still playing R. Kelly stuff?
I don't know
if that's their format.
Should we call the IT Rap Museum? Should we call the Rap Museum and find out?
What is the Rap Museum? I've never even heard of this place.
Yeah, it's IT... Or T.I.'s Rap Museum.
I didn't know you had a rap museum.
Yeah, can we call down there? I want to see who else has been taken down besides Kodak Black. By the way, Kodak Black's response was, fuck that museum. I never knew I was in there anyway.
His actual quote was beep 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 beep.
Is it the trap museum?
Yeah, trap okay. Museum.
It went from the IT to the TI to the trap.
How insane is this whole story? Not to mention the guy's dead.
And Kanye, of course, Kanye from TMZ.
He understands because he's angry at Chris Darden, too.
Yes. And how would you feel? Remember, he brought it up to Harvey.
Well,
what happened if a Jewish man did what this guy did? Would you defend him?
They don't have a phone number listed.
It must be new.
He's an attorney. His job is to defend people. He's a criminal attorney now. Would he feel better if Mark Geragos represented him? Why is this obsession?
It's only open on 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's opened.
Mm. Okay. Should we try the Dirty South Lounge again, though?
Yeah, they might be done cleaning up floors.
By the way, he got paid $22,000 for doing that appearance, R. Kelly.
Oh, good grand for him.
For a 1 hour appearance.
His child support for, let's see, what's his monthly child support? $16,000?
Yeah.
That was 1 month.
Well,
his month?
Booking agent got 10%, so he got $2,000. So R. Kelly only got 20.
Well, he's still got a month, and he's got $4,000 maybe for his rent at Trump Tower.
50 people showed up.
Pay child support.
50 out of 100?
Yeah. Well, no, because they cut prices in half.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to get their money back.
Okay.
But look at all the free publicity. It's not too bad. It's ludicrous.
I can't believe he went to Springfield. Springfield,
he's
going to
go wherever anybody can pay him.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come?
Is this place ever open?
Apparently not.
I can't believe the media turned down his request to be nice to him.
I know. At least Dr. Dow took our call. And that was only 57%.
Dr. Dow was there.
He's not very happy about this appearance either.
He
wasn't. No, they're not. They must be closed or something.
Bastards. Can someone explain to me why Hilaria Baldwin, she went on social media and, okay, I see the story and the picture jumps out at me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's Alec Baldwin's wife in a push-up bra and a thong.
Mm-hmm.
And her one hand's on her stomach. And I'm like, wow, why is she taking a picture
like
that? She
looks good.
She looks very good. She's sexy. She's pretty. But the story was about the fact that she may have had a miscarriage. May have.
Which has now changed to she thinks she's going to have a miscarriage. Brandon and I were talking about this before the show, and we feel like she's almost hoping she has a miscarriage now to make that picture acceptable or something. It's really odd.
You know, and I don't wish her any ill will. I hope she doesn't have a miscarriage.
Why is she doing this?
If she is going to, if she can see the future. We have future audio, as we heard earlier. Sorry, man.
Yes.
Maybe she has some indication that, but was she on the Today Show today? I think she was.
Oh, I don't know.
I think she's on
the
Today
Show. I'm
looking
at Baldwin here now. Did she take the picture down?
No. It's on Daily Mail. It's still on Daily Mail, I think. Yeah, look up Daily Mail, Hilaria Baldwin.
Okay, so
what's Hilaria?
It's hilarious.
It's, it's the Spanish word for hilarious.
Well, the picture's still
Is it
up.
Really?
She's posted five pictures since, though.
Yes, there's the picture. Check it out. The one that's the one.
Oh. Would you?
Yeah, she.
I mean, it looks like someone trying to get likes for putting up a skanky picture to me.
She posted it with the caption saying, "I want to share this with you. I believe I'm having a miscarriage right now." And then she followed it up
like
a couple
while
hours.
She's taking that picture.
Yeah, she followed it up a couple hours later with, "There is a heartbeat, so we're just going to wait."
Well, her new quote today is, "I'm pretty sure it's not going to stick." What?
I don't want to stay on the dumb theme. I mean, I feel like we're on the dumb theme all the time. What?
Why?
Why is this a news story, though? I thought she was on the Today Show today.
She's married a guy that plays the president. She is on the Today Show. I'm looking for her.
Yeah,
now.
Alec Baldwin, by the way, yesterday he said that he will win if he runs for president. Easy.
Okay, then do it.
And he also said that he doesn't need to raise money because he has Twitter to do his polling.
He also said,
"In 1992, I had sex with the Queen of Monaco. I had my entire fist up her ass."
Oh.
Is there some way to get some of this mindlessness out of the way? So
no.
You know, and
oh, wait. I just went by a store.
Detour.
Sorry. another tangent here. For you saw what it was, right?
Yeah, Chrissy.
Make some room in your pants, my man.
I'll do it.
With a performance at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Well, I didn't know she could sing, but we found out.
How beautiful she looks, right, Tom?
She's got more musical talents.
What?
Beatboxing.
No.
Last night on The Tonight Show, she sat down with Jimmy Fallon and revealed her little secret and gave us a sample.
Okay. Let's be very clear. I'm not saying I'm great, folks, just for a disclaimer.
Okay.
However, oh, ready?
Yeah.
Can I cover my mouth? Can I do it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. That's something that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic for all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, cause it's cool when you cause
that's
the
just how she breathes.
Transition that we create, cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because well,
okay, I'd rather hear Hilaria Baldwin talk about I might have a miscarriage.
That did seem like a heavy person with a microphone in their
just
mouth.
Just trying to breathe, yeah.
How was her singing?
I'll bring the cookies.
It was
great.
Very average. I can't You'd look at her it. Without thinking this person is going to, something terrible is going to happen to this person. I mean, honestly, I would have a hard time watching a show where she's a character because anytime she's in a scene, the only thing that my eyes just go to, oh my God, she's so huge. And I've seen her a million times. I don't mean to be a dick about it, but
I guess.
Am I the only one that reacts that way?
If it wasn't for her weight, she wouldn't be on there beatboxing because that's how she got the job
and
for that show.
And when I saw her next to Carrie Underwood, I was like, wow, she's like four Carrie Underwoods.
So I mean, is Carrie Underwood
I do the
measurement?
Math right away. No, Mandy Moore is still okay. The measurement.
All right.
I got to say, Hilaria Baldwin is really hot.
She is. And you know what? Beautiful, it looks like her hand is going in her panties.
Oh, in that picture,
in the picture.
I know. Yeah.
It's really strange. And now it's news.
Except
it's on the Today Show.
Been in there.
Posted this emotional Instagram message saying,
"Very emotional.
I want to share with you that I am most likely experiencing a miscarriage. I always promised myself that if I were to get pregnant again, I would share the news with you guys.
What does that have to do with being almost nude?
Even if that means suffering a public loss.
A thong and a push-up bra. She looks great.
Why is it a public loss?
And the baby isn't growing much." Adding, I want to be part of the effort to normalize miscarriage and remove the stigma from it.
Well,
her husband,
nice.
Alex,
is there an effort
too,
to do
writing,
this?
Stigma? My wife
from
is,
her?
Is there stigma about miscarriage?
No.
I don't think there's
women.
Any
sad
stigma.
Thing that happened.
It's terrible.
One user commenting, nothing is private anymore. Another writing, this post is incredibly self-serving and frankly offensive. But most
someone
comments
else said,
were overwhelmingly
you are so
positive.
Annoying.
Many even sharing their own stories of loss. One writing, I had my miscarriage 17 years ago before my sons were born. Thank you for helping banish shame
what
surrounding
shame?
Miscarriage.
There's no shame.
No shame.
Responding to critics, Ilaria said, I would suggest that you go through and read even just a handful of comments from people who have experienced the same thing, and maybe your heart and compassion will grow. Ilaria is with us now. Good morning.
Why
good
morning, is she
guys?
On the Today
How are you
Show?
Feeling? I'm feeling okay. I mean, this is something that has not
but
been
she's feeling
easy.
Okay.
I understand it, and I wanted to come out and speak about it because it's something that so many people deal with, and as women, we're trained to deal with it silently. Mm-hmm. You're definitely not supposed to say
so
anything
she
before
did
12
have a miscarriage?
Weeks. And some of that
one.
Is because people are superstitious,
how long
or
does
that's
it take?
How they feel that they're going
to
be stronger. And a lot
it's
of it
coming.
For other people is from fear.
Is that
and
normal?
I don't think that we have to live with such fear.
There was a moment when you became concerned. You said that you went for an ultrasound, and the technician was somebody you'd known. She'd
yes.
taken care of all of your other children. Just speak about that moment.
So, I mean, anybody who has had children or multiple children, you know that you have, you know, your scans and your different appointments, and there's the good news. They're always very chipper and they say wonderful
voice,
things, and then there's the silence.
Unrelated.
And the silence
it
makes you very
related.
Nervous. Mm-hmm. And so this technician, she just kept on being quiet and kept
you
on
take a look at
trying
she's
to find
a
the heartbeat and trying to find, and she could find it, and then she'd listen to it, and you hear chukung, 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 and very spread apart, kind of slow. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at her because, I mean, I don't know. Even though I've had four kids, I don't know. And she said to me that the heartbeat is not very, very fast. And so then I went in again. And
she's
in the life of an embryo, you know,
liar.
Days, a week, mm-hmm. it's completely different. And it was the same.
So today, as I understand it, you have another scan.
Yes.
And do you feel you'll have the answer one way or the other?
I think I'm going to have the answer one way or the other.
Is
I'm
there
pretty
any,
sure
update?
That it's this
She's
is not
doofus.
Gonna stick. And
And I mean, you know what? When we agree to be parents, we have to accept the good and the bad. You know, whether our child gets a scraped knee or they get their heart broken when they're a teenager or gets really sick or, God forbid something worse.
She would not be my first choice.
We have to realize that it's not just all, diapers and blankets and hair bows. It's, we have to open our hearts.
I can't believe she's had four kids, by the way.
Realize that there's going to be hard moments, too.
When some women go through this, I've had friends who've gone through it, there's always some weird kind of self-blame.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh, did I do something?
How does she even
get on
television?
Not eaten that or exercised or done that? Did you go through that?
Slept on the wrong side. I mean, there's so many different things. And as a yoga teacher, people come to me and they're like, I didn't know I was pregnant.
So
and
people
I
are
going
to stop doing this because Hilaria Baldwin tells them not to?
Yeah, that's how it works.
I don't think it's a logical feeling. I think it's something that's human nature.
But if you're ashamed, now you can bring her up and say, "This is. I don't have to be ashamed. Hilaria.
I think she's got some very deep-seated
I have a feeling most people are going to have their own feelings about their own miscarriage, and they're not going to be good.
No one's going to think it.
No one's going to go, what did Hilaria Baldwin say?
No, and they're not going to go, I don't feel bad about it because it's okay. It's a horrible thing. It would be horrible for anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, I got great advice. This is something I've never gone through before.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of leather, we can smoke all goddamn night.
Okay, and I can't hear that voice anymore. Yeah. So are we going to be disappointed if she doesn't have the... I mean, it seems like she's...
That's what I mean. It's almost like she wants it to happen now.
It's really weird. I don't know.
I mean,
is it 100% that she's... Is this just like, when this happens, it means you're definitely going to have a miscarriage?
What's Alex say about
this? I don't
know.
He's in his own world.
This is a really strange
piece bizarre
of quote-unquote news.
Yeah.
I don't mean to stay on.
Well, this is third hour of today. Am I not correct?
This is 8:15. Oh, wow. This is prime time. This is almost. This is an hour from. No, this is actually. It was at 7:13, I believe, when they ran the story about the women's final four, which was the third most important story of the day.
That was a good game.
That no one cares.
Come back by Notre Dame.
Was it the third most newsworthy event of the day?
Well, they did come back from 17 down.
You are fake news.
They still lost, though. Missed a free throw.
Okay, why are you recap? What about did he do that game?
No, he wasn't on that game. Did that game with
Oh, God.
Oh, I forgot you like women's basketball. Oh, my God.
How come everybody involved in that?
It was not the third most important story there. It wasn't even close.
How come everyone involved in that championship game had to be a woman? The officials, the refs were women. Everybody except for that announcer was a guy. The person who sang the national anthem was a girl.
Well, you heard what Muffet McGraw said about women.
Oh, no, what happened? What'd she say?
I'll never hire another man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I said about
the podcast?
That
what'd you say, Mark?
Clearly, the man on Baylor's bench was the difference because they won by a point.
Oh.
Because they had one male assistant.
Look, they had two, actually.
Did you find it ironic that she won't hire any men, but it's the men's basketball program that pays her salary?
And she works at Notre Dame where women can't be priests.
Well, what she is saying is girls coming up in sports really have no other females to look up to because there's very few females in charge. That's all she was really saying.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Couldn't she say that and still hire a man?
So in other words, the way to fix that is to discriminate against men.
Well, she's not discriminating.
Yeah, she won't hire a man.
She
will not hire a man.
I understand
which, by the
that.
Way, that's legal experts have entered the fray and said, you can't say that.
Right. I'm sure you can't do those things that she said.
Now, you also
just saying out of a million people, 995,000 of them are men in power. And she's saying it should be a little bit more even.
She's going to do that by not hiring an assistant.
Well, she's got to be the first. It's got to be a first step.
I mean, are little girls in sports looking up going, who are the assistant coaches in college basketball?
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. I do know that my daughters who play sports.
Yeah.
And they've had mostly men coaches. But when they have a female coach.
Well, it's because they won't allow a woman to coach?
No, that's not it.
Larry.
Well, then what is it?
I just think that they have more fun when it's a woman coach. I really believe that.
Well, then why don't they have more women coaches?
They should be.
Well, why do the men coach? Because they force their way in and kick the women out?
No, that's because that's the way it's been, since sports started.
Well, then why don't women step up and do it since the girls are getting screwed by having men coach them?
I didn't say they were getting screwed. I just said,
I'm just trying to say, if men are nice enough to do it, aren't these volunteers?
Yeah, volunteers, of course, like in high school. Well, high school,
so
they do
why
get
don't
paid.
Women volunteer to
Not
coach?
Not a lot, but they do get paid. Teachers, you need more First of all, you need more male teachers out there. They're mostly female teachers that are out there.
Do they care if they win?
So what if a principal said, I'm not hiring any more female teachers?
What are you asking me for?
Because you're defending her.
What she said.
I'm defending what she said because some of what she said is true.
Okay, that's fair, but it's what she's her actions about what she said.
She said men run the world. Yeah. The fact is, she's a charity case.
Yeah.
She makes a lot of money coaching Notre Dame because the men's basketball program makes a lot of money, and by Title IX, they're forced to give money to her. Even after 43 years, she is still a charity salary.
I understand that, but why?
And she's complaining about it.
I'm asking
because
why.
Women's basketball does not raise revenue.
No,
people don't go to watch women's basketball
games.
They
absolutely don't. They do not.
So I don't know why she's blaming it on men. It's not men's fault.
I don't think she's blaming it on men. I think she just wants to make a change.
She says women should be 99% of the coaches in women's basketball.
Yeah, she does say that.
Okay. Is that going to make basketball better, or is that going to are girls going to have better coaches if they're all women?
I don't know. I think maybe it would work out better.
But why do they hire Bill Laimbeer? I do believe that. Do they hire Bill Laimbeer because he's a man and they don't want a woman? Or do
they hired
him
Bill
because
Laimbeer
he knows
because,
a lot about sports?
Well, they hired him because he's a name.
Well, yeah, they want to draw people to the game so they don't have to be a charity league anymore.
Correct.
Hey, but they're still a charity league.
I get it,
man.
I totally get it.
Did you know the priest at Notre Dame talked to her?
No, I don't.
You didn't hear that?
I didn't.
You know what he told her?
What?
You're not ragging it, are you?
That's what someone said. I'm sorry. He really said.
Listen. Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
Listen, wait. Let me say this. As I'm defending women coaches, I don't think.
No, I'm not. It's not the story. Women coaches.
I get it.
But I don't think the way to fix. First of all, women basketball and men's basketball, they will never be equal.
No,
they won't
ever
be equal. The men are more athletic.
Correct.
They jump higher. They dunk harder.
It's a
they
different
dunk.
Game.
Women don't dunk.
No.
And we watched the championship game. And by the way, quality play was.
No, it wasn't very good.
And people won't go. They won't pay lots of money to go to a game.
What are you talking about? That pass off the one girl's back of her head was hilarious.
Oh, that's true.
Right, to kick off the game.
We were in tears.
And the layup that hit the rim and came straight down on her head.
Two-handed underhand layup?
Okay, so, you know.
This is the best.
The women's game isn't as clean as the men's game.
It's not as good.
Well, it's more of an old-fashioned game. It's more of the old way basketball
was played. But it doesn't draw people.
They have better fundamentals?
The WNBA has
good fundamentals.
It's been around 22 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Women don't support it.
I know, man.
So
I know.
Why is this men's fault?
Well, I'm just
why
saying.
Why is it men's fault?
I think maybe there should be more women's coaches in women's sports. But I don't think women should be coaching NFL football.
Why not, though?
Because they don't play
football.
Wait
a second.
Huh? They don't play football.
Well, there's been football coaches who didn't play football. Mike Leach never played football. Are you saying he shouldn't be a coach?
Wait, the guy that was the student trainer last night, Beard?
Yeah, he never played college basketball.
All right, fine. Let him coach football. My white flag is up. I don't give a shit.
Interesting how it works that way.
I really don't give a shit.
I thought it was going to come up a lot sooner.
No, I'm not. It's up. White flag is up. I don't want to argue with you.
He doesn't back down. What are you talking about?
I'm backing down.
Now, you will be glad to know I really did find the real audio of the main priest at Notre Dame.
You did?
Yes.
You want to wait for Drew to come back down?
No, he'll actually listened to the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
I think this is Father. I don't know which Father Spicelli.
Father O'Malley.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Oh, that's interesting. He's into science all of a sudden. It was a very stupid stance she took on her comments. I know what you're saying, but
do you really think it was that stupid?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you actually play the whole thing? Did you play it?
Yeah.
Not
on the podcast. Well,
why don't you play it for people?
No, because I don't want to bore them anymore.
You won't bore them.
By the topic.
You won't bore them.
Yeah, they would.
I thought she was very well said.
I know.
Very well read. Very well how you want to say it.
I know what
good
her
speak.
I know what her points are, but why did she say, I'm never going to hire a man?
Because she's taking a stance.
It's an empty stance. It's like George Clooney saying that her not hiring men is like George Clooney not wanting people to go to the Beverly Hills Hilton. It doesn't mean anything. It's them grandstanding about a bigger issue.
Now, let me bring up another thing.
You been reading about all that? You been seeing that?
Have you heard about the play in New York that is hiring people to perform in the play, and they said white people will be paid less than the black performers. And all the white performers have to take racial sensitivity classes. Hmm. Oh. And I think I'm not sure who came out. Somebody's already come out and said that is illegal. You cannot force one group by race.
Right.
You cannot say you're going to pay someone less on the basis of race. And also you cannot force one group, one race only to take this particular training. Mm. But I was like, wait,
What?
What show is this?
How could you say it's a play that they're putting together in New York? I mean, who fucking cares? But somebody posted it as soon as they saw this notice. And, of course, it got a lot of attention, and maybe that's what they wanted. I don't know. I know it just blows my mind when this is someone's solution is to then screw someone else.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't sound like a play I'd ever
get. Yeah, you're not ragging it, are you?
Nicholas Cruz.
Oh,
his letters.
What a beauty this kid is.
His beloved girlfriend, his British pen pal. For some reason, I don't know if she's just trying to bust him. It sounds like she's in love with him.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks he did anything wrong.
He killed 17 people at Parkland High School, which, of course, led to David Hogan.
It's real crime.
Yeah. Yes. Make the star out of it.
Anyway, he's responding in these letters, and he's saying that he wants to get married, and he wants to name his kids after guns.
Cool.
Remington would be one of his children.
Kalashnikov, Remington.
Yeah, Makarov. Yeah, so isn't that delightful? And
by the way, Kalashnikov Cruz, not a good name.
That's a great name.
I look at his childish writing, too. He writes I wrote in second grade.
Yeah, and draws pictures.
Well, I think he's wasn't he a special ed kid to go to,
yeah,
to boot?
Yeah, that is part of his defense, is that he had developmental disabilities. And
you got a 77 on his IQ test.
So I'm reading all this. Pretty I'm good. Looking at his handwriting. I'm looking at the pictures he draws and the fact that he wants to have children and he wants to go to the Everglades with this girl. And I'm thinking, this kid, this mind, bought an assault weapon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who sold
this kid? Mm-hmm. Was that really a good idea? I mean, is there something wrong about, I mean, obviously, shots however many people he shot. He killed 17.
This kid should not even be alive, if you ask me.
And his parents, by the way, and, you know, maybe that's the way to go. And these weren't his parents. They were his adoptive parents. I don't know, should parents be held to some, when you're 18, I guess you can't hold a parent responsible. But they were the ones who said, you know, we're going to lock the guns up, and we'll decide when it's okay to have the guns out. Because he had held a loaded gun to his mother's head, his adoptive mother's head. He had held a gun to his brother's head. He'd done a lot of crazy shit. And so they said, we need the key. And so he, of course, made a copy of the key and gave them one. And then when he wanted to shoot up the school, he used his own key. Because they really, they called, how many times they called 911? 36 times in the last 3 months. Yeah. And one of them was, he's threatening us with a gun.
It's time for him to go.
Yeah, it is.
Our famous lady.
I wish he had just been popped off. Right? Why couldn't they just pop him off right away?
There's no reason. Like, when you're caught like that, red-handed, there should be no court. There should be no. You shouldn't have to waste a dime on that person.
And man,
that's the end of him.
Aren't you pissed that he's got chicks writing him and he's reading the letters and he's getting excited? And you know,
he thinks he's getting out.
Yeah, he thinks he's. Yeah.
I know. It's insane.
Here's one part of his letter. I wish life for me could have been different, but it's not. And part of me is wishing it ends. End with the death. Letting someone inject me with the long last sleep. It's kind of what I want because I'm unsure of myself. So I'm just letting people save me from myself. Death will be a forever darkness or a flash of light.
Oh my God. He's so deep.
And then he follows it up with, would you be okay with me getting a crossbow if I live with you? It'll only be used for sporting and hunting.
He wants her to move to Florida and get an assault weapon.
He wants her to
conceal weapons permit because it's dangerous around here. H-E-A-R. Here. He's so fucking stupid.
God, he's so deep.
I mean, can we pass some kind of test, even if you're the right age, to say, yeah, this person has a fucking brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just really frustrating because I know
it won't happen.
They're responsible people who can live up to all the rules, and then you see some dick like this gets a gun. And by the way, one more point on him. Okay, it pisses me off. I understand they read all the mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when some chick's coming on to him, should they pass that along? Like, no, you're not getting a boner over this girl.
No.
Or pass it along, and instead of the you know, because you know these girls put nude pictures in there, I think you should get only dick pics. They should replace the nude pics with dick pics.
I like that.
Actually, take the letter out. Just put dick pics in. Yeah, here's a couple letters you got. Oh, you got a bunch of dick pics. What do you know?
I've seen those before. This guy wants to take his girlfriend to the Everglades. I think he should be dropped off in the middle of the Everglades.
I wouldn't mind.
That's
no problem with that.
That would be great. You can even televise it.
What an asshole.
Oh, and he wants lots of kids.
Go to hell.
He loves kids.
He'd be a great parent.
Go to hell, man.
Oh, so frustrating.
Look what he did.
Oh. No. There's kids out there that love this stuff.
Let's see. Brandon asked me if we had any more commercials, which we really don't, but I'm trying to.
See, that's part of my spinoff show. Remember? Old commercials. Remember?
Are we back here? Are we doing the interview now?
Oh, is this the follow-up interview?
No, I was just thinking about it, you know, because those old, don't you love hearing those old commercials?
I sometimes I do.
Like the old meeting. Nestle's Quick commercial or something like
well,
that.
Well, it's funny, the ones that are just. Boring.
I got the best.
Alka-Seltzer, all those.
Generally, I'd say it probably wouldn't be a segment on our show, but
here's the,
that's why I understand that there's an interest in
the
spinoff.
Here's the best old commercial of all time.
With overlap, action please.
The look on his face. Action.
That's what I think it is.
Just do anything?
No, sorry.
We're frozen for about 10 seconds.
102, take two.
They've done 20 takes. He has the first line.
The French champagne.
He doesn't do anything?
It's always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson.
Never gets old.
Inspired.
He's tapping the bottle
by that guy. Same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle.
Or like we got to keep this under a minute.
The bottle.
It's vintage, dated. So pour my song.
102, take three.
He doesn't blow anything.
He's scratching his face.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is
Send
a California
he's
champagne
wasted.
By pour my song.
Pour my song.
Inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So God,
wouldn't you love to hear an oral history of the two actors standing next to him at the table?
Here's the final dub
the taste
version.
French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Sounds like they had him.
It's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence.
It's oh, that's what they the did. They had him like just the record French the voiceover it's later and dubbed it over the video.
Of him wasted, trying to read the original audio.
This champagne doesn't come from France, but it was created by a man who did, Paul Masson. Well, Paul Masson must sell no wine.
Sounds a little different. Time.
It fooled me.
That was great.
Did you just do anything?
You can do this commercial, too.
I just did a commercial for Kraft. I'm the official voice for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
That's who I would get. I would get Ted
the
Williams as my first
macaroni
guest.
Macaroni and cheese dip. Oh, well, made with, you know, da, da, da.
Do it.
All right, Drew? Ted Williams is going to be my first guy.
Okay. Well, maybe you can get Scott Kunith to advertise on that show, too.
I bet you Scotty would.
Scott is looking for referrals.
Welcome me back, you know, for my vacation.
Or maybe you want to find out what your home is worth, or you want help in finding your new one. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. He is the sole sponsor for the best of Drew and Mike, which is the Saturday edition we send out, which, by the way, has new material in it. That was a revelation to some people. What? I thought it was open. No, we have introductions that last almost an hour in some occasions. When we're not rushed for time.
Feeling it.
248-797-7746 for Scott Kunith, the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual, S. Kunith, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at C-B-W-M. And, of course, you see the Scott sign often on Facebook Live. If you do that, that is Scott!
Great Scott!
I saw Scott's sign on the
Great Scott!
On the ML piece that he did advice to.
Oh,
he weaseled the sign
it.
Yeah,
Fox too. That's great. Well, we're trying to get Scott going. We've Scott's been doing it. He's the rising star of Coldwell Banker. We're Emmanuel, and things are going well. But we really would like to keep him. We in these advertiser categories, in whether it's radio, podcasting, TV, real estate is a category, and we would love. I like Scott, so naturally I would like him to be our guy. And things have been going well. He's getting a lot of feedback. And I told you he's getting some calls, too, about real estate questions, which really have nothing to do with buying or listing a home. And he doesn't mind at all. He's making his connections. And he already had business before he started with us. But we're hoping this will be something that lasts a long time. We kept him on through his surgery. And here we are in the spring season. And if you want to refer someone to Scott, or you would like help in finding a home, or finding out what your home is worth, or finding a new one, 248-797-7746.
I'm pretty sure Scott would be on board on my spinoff show.
Yeah, I think Scott would be on board. I would agree.
Maybe as a co-host.
don't know what kind of rates. Oh, you need a co-host?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get a new co-host.
What are the advertising rates for this show, by the way?
Well, we're going to start low. We're going to start low.
What would the first show cost if I want to be one, your initials? I want to be on the kickoff show.
You do?
Because people sample the first show. If it's bad, they won't come
you?
Back. But
you?
Well, maybe I'll advertise the podcast.
That'd be nice.
Yeah?
Mm. $10?
$3 and something and change.
$10?
$10?
Man, that's a little bit low.
Just starting it out.
It's hard. I want to prove myself. For half and half, and it'll cost you extra.
It's not easy to raise the rates. That's
I can clear
problem.
$30 out of that first show.
It'll be worth
golden.
It. Okay,
$30.
Best $200 I ever spent.
That'll be my gas from Hollywood.
Don't shoot too high.
I know.
Okay, what are the non sequiturs, Maz?
All right, my vacation was really great with the family. Went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time. The weather was so.
How many guys got mono?
Lily was the only mono victim. And then poor Lil, I told you, she got the sun poisoning on top of the mono. She's better now. She's feeling much. She looks great.
Good.
Anyway, on one of the rainy days, what do you do on a rainy day? You do a little shopping. We went and saw Shazam.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it. The kids loved it.
You stayed through the credits?
I did. We stayed all the way.
Is that a movie?
Yeah,
Shazam.
What's it about?
Not to be confused with the Shazam starring Shaquille O'Neal movie.
What about Jim Neighbors Shazam? Is he in the movie, Jim Neighbors? Does he have a cameo?
No, he doesn't.
A flashback?
No, don't you remember Shazam, the TV show?
I don't.
Back in the day?
It's DC Comics, and it's some kid he can...
It's Captain Marvel, really.
Something or hit a button and he turns into a man.
It's Billy Batson. Billy Batson's the kid.
Is it a child's movie?
No.
It's a superhero big.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Superhero big. I hated big.
Well, what? I love big.
Does he play the piano in the movie?
He doesn't, but they do run through a piano in a toy store. Kind of like a big sidebar.
Did they borrow that from big?
They did.
In your opinion? Yes.
They did.
Okay, and what made you think of that during the show?
What was it?
Or were you just spacing out in some boring segment?
Well, what I did is I drew a lightning bolt, and that reminded me right away of Shazam. Okay.
Next non sequitur.
Let's see. I was thinking
That scene from Big.
Yeah. Robert Loggia,
yeah.
He was great. He was great as Frank in Scarface as well.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. I'm not going to shoot you, Frank.
I wonder how many takes this was. That is so cute. Isn't that a cute scene?
I love
it. Yeah, now the crowd gathers.
I love that movie.
Yeah, he's like 13 years old. He nails some hot 30-year-old.
Based on a true story.
Are they really playing the piano, Maz?
I think so.
Does it really plays? Okay.
I do.
Is
I
that
do.
In your own theater of the mind you're hoping that?
No, that's the famous toy store in New York.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
So people jump around and play songs?
They do.
They do.
After this movie, they did.
They did. Yeah, and you've been there and seen this?
I have.
Can you look it up on the web? I want to know if that really happened.
You don't really have to look. I'm telling you. Now, some of that movie was shot in Cliffside Park, New Jersey, which is like my neighboring, where I neighbored.
Wow.
Beautiful, you know where he lived?
Did that you was say Cliffside I've been Park. There when you
oh,
saw
yeah,
the movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, you see your childhood there.
How cool is that?
So tonight is Dwayne Wade night. It's his last night.
Is this a non sequitur, or is this a non sequitur from your non sequitur?
No, it's a non sequitur.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Brandon if he could bring up the old commercial, the Converse Dwayne Wade commercial. And today, Budweiser put out their own commercial on Dwayne Wade.
I see.
He's, let's face it, this guy is so underrated and so, what a phenomenal ball player.
Not a sports podcast.
I understand that, but it is a non sequitur.
Yeah, it is. What made you think of Dwayne Wade?
Well, it's Dwayne Wade Day. How could you not think about it?
I mean, was there something in the show that made you think of Dwayne Wade?
I don't know
Wade?
Which commercials.
Yeah, basketball. We were talking about basketball. Oh, okay. I wanted to talk about Dwayne Wade
Day. It's the Budweiser one.
He has so many different...
That's the problem.
The Converse one
up,
is very simple. It's two commercials, the Converse one or the Budweiser Today.
There's like 15 Converse commercials with them.
It's the original one where he says where he's from, Illinois.
Is this
he gets on the microphone.
You think it'll appeal to a lot of our audience?
I do.
Okay.
This is it.
So far, it's great.
Slow down.
Oh, yeah, this is
he doesn't do anything.
Boring.
Let it play. He's walking through Miami Arena.
Great audio.
He's on the court.
Same as video.
Mark, take that thing down so Drew can see. You're ruining the video.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
He's on the court. He's pretending to play basketball. He's all by himself.
Is this relatable to someone listening,
yes.
do you think?
Yes. Yeah. Now he's going to run up the stands.
Should have had you do the voiceover.
He runs up the stands and he goes into the broadcast booth. And he sits there by himself. and he flicks the mic on. Listen, you'll hear the mic go on. You hear that? Now he's going to reenact his childhood, how he started out in basketball. Mark, please.
From Robbins, Illinois, 6'4" guard, Duane.
I get the chills when I see that commercial.
Seems a little narcissistic to me.
I just loved it.
Did
now,
really
Budweiser came out with a nice one today.
Do you think he's a little self-absorbed?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
Okay.
I don't think so. He's
just asking. He's pushing just asking questions other people would ask.
He's pushing his sneaker.
Okay.
The Wade.
I forgot it was about a sneaker, to be honest.
It was. It was.
All right. Today in soft rock.
Well, no, no.
Oh, what? We got to watch another.
Oh, there's another non sequitur?
There's a Budweiser commercial. Oh, cool. Here from today.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
Special for today.
Is it as good as the last one?
It's better.
Oh.
What?
Anyway, soft rock. We're taking a break this week.
Oh, we are.
We are.
Because Matt didn't write anything.
Yeah, Matt had to work. Matt had to work 70 hours. He couldn't
oh,
get
cool.
it.
Oh, cool. Another one where there's no audio.
Listen, you're gonna hear it.
You just do anything.
Listen, he's trading jerseys. I just traded with LeBron.
French.
He traded with Boris Diaw.
Ah, the French.
Nobody cares.
Listen.
Yeah, who cares?
Now people come on the court to thank him.
Who the hell are you anyway?
I have no idea who's coming. Like, literally.
That's
giving
away
talk. No
Listen.
Oh, my God, who cares?
I think this is good Hello. For someone listening.
I do.
Hi, Duane.
Because there's not much audio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, and yourself?
It's been about 12 years since I last seen you. I come from an area where not too many people make it.
It was always my dream that I'd get the chance to
nice
go to college,
voice.
But we just didn't have the money.
You mean so much to us.
Get out of here.
My brother Joaquin loved you from
the
beginning.
Does he have an office in the middle of the basketball court?
Passed away in Parkland.
That's his office.
On February 14th.
See, Parkland.
He was one of the 17 victims.
10 days before Christmas.
What a bummer. No one wants to hear this stuff.
Our house burned down and we lost everything. It was one of the lowest points in my life.
Is he a priest?
No,
in spare time?
His mother comes out now, too.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah, this is really, I'm...
It comes his mother.
I feel awkward watching it.
The same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
Why is Tom Hanks there?
Hey, Dwight.
This is my...
I know, Mom.
Listen what Mom says.
You were the joy of my life. But I was dropping the ball. That day that I just couldn't do it no more was the day that I was going to have to turn myself in. And I seen the tears
Who wrote the script?
Fall from your eyes.
I guess Mom.
Your mama
do knows
went down
best.
A road, Duane, that I didn't ever think I'd come back from.
Go home to Mommy.
Do you know what agency wrote this?
But on that road, I noticed you kept showing up. And you'll come and see about me. And Duane, because you believe in me.
It's a long commercial.
When I got out of prison,
this is the
it's
long
4 minutes.
Well, this is the long. I had the 1 minute one.
Yes.
We received a phone call.
Can we play the outro over
it? Would you
it,
mind
at least?
If Duane Wade takes you and family on a shopping spree? It just meant the world to me that you were there for us at this time.
Was this one writer or
you
did two or three people write all these lines?
A lot of the words that you said hit a spark and kind of changed where I was gone.
Pretty easy ad for Dwayne to do.
Is the title
do anything?
Is the title numerous people blow Dwayne Wade?
Yeah. I think so. So the rap is.
I would be embarrassed to be in this commercial. If I were him, I would say no. This is not.
This is you. This is leading.
You're writing.
If you look right now
mom.
On Twitter, he's leading in Twitter. I mean, what
he's leading in Twitter.
Savvy people.
What's the Twitter thing I'm talking
he's
about?
Trending.
He's trending.
He's winning Twitter.
He's winning Twitter.
I have Tom's inner monologue here.
I don't normally comment on the commercials, but that commercial makes me just a little horny.
Thank you.
Here's Dwayne Wade's inner monologue while his mom's saying all that stuff.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Okay, I'm looking at the trending on Twitter. You can hit the outro, Brandon. Wait, Joshua says, well, it's official. I now started my day with tears streaming down my face thanks to this.
What?
I cried over that.
A lot of people cried.
That was written by an agency.
I know, but the one-minute version really hits home.
How many takes do you think his mom did?
That was it, one take.
How many takes do you think the other people did?
It was a one take.
Oh, bullshit.
This might be the most powerful commercial I've ever seen.
See?
If you're Dwayne Wade and everyone's blowing you. I showed you my two sons already spread the... Oh, my God. If my dad showed me that commercial...
He's so bored.
I might be in tears. My heart is full of joy watching this. I'm so incredibly
proud
of my little
sister. You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
don't know if you want a commercial to say how great you are. I guess it's a good commercial. I mean, for Dwayne, if Dwayne Wade's watching it, I
he
think
could still
good.
Play, man. I wish he wasn't retiring.
Dwayne Wade's legacy is bigger than basketball. Just ask him.
You like his commercials with his wife, Gabrielle Union?
I'm not familiar with those.
No, Gatorade because I don't ones. Like that they're that close to competing with each other.
Oh, Dwayne Wade has a tweet. Humbled. There are no words. Humbled? He agreed to be in a commercial where people come up and tell him how great he is. Yeah.
What's the commercial for?
That's
I mean,
not
what?
Humbling.
Budweiser's now we got
this Bud's for you, Dwayne.
I always knew
that
this
would be a good commercial for their product.
I always knew this was bigger than basketball. Thank you, Budweiser. One last dance. This Bud's for you. Is that appropriate?
Yeah.
You know what? After the outro, I'll play some better commercials.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Well, right. NED's been on my spinoff.
Your spinoff. We've got to have that interview.
All right.
Maybe Jimmy Johnson.
Next available? Tuesday
you
on
available?
The show.
You available tomorrow?
We'll have it on the show.
All right.
We'll do it tomorrow.
See you.
I'm ready.
See
you. Ready?
On action.
Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you?
That's right.
Wait. No.
Gatorade.
I got
it
here.
Is it in you?
Right. Ready? Is it in? Is it in you? Ready? Gatorade, is it in you?
Great show, Jimmy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Isn't that UIC on TV doing those Extends commercials?
Yeah, that's me. When the folks at Extends were looking for someone big in sports that used and loved Extends, they naturally found me.
Funny, but you weren't embarrassed to be the face of Extends?
No, why be embarrassed? Extends isn't about being inadequate or lacking anything. It's about maximizing what you already have, like going from good to great.
Well, you would know about being great with your football history. So, Jimmy, does Extends really work?
Work in what way? Just kidding. You know I use Extends, and it works for me. Extends has been on the market for almost 10 years and made a lot of guys and girls... very happy.
How would you like to smell like the NFL's number one quarterback?
Oh!
Introducing Troy.
Troy.
For the longtime bachelor whose liaisons with women
beard
just seem to go nowhere.
Troy!
There's a man bent over in front of you. You lift his towel. You place your hands under his buttocks. Green, 16, set, hot, hot.
Oh.
Troy, whether you want to lob a few bombs at your man downfield, leave the pocket, hand off, or pitch out, you want Troy.
Troy. Troy.
Dribble it in your Speedo.
Troy.
Squirt it on your chest.
Troy.
Slap it on your fanny.
Troy.
It's the mysterious and subtle scent that says, I'm the quarterback. Protect me. Please hold me.
Squeeze me.
Blindside me.
Troy!
Pile on.
Troy!
Take me out of bounds.
Troy!
Suck me.
Oh!
Tickle me, pretty boy.
Troy!
You're tackled by a pile of sweaty men. You pretend to be hurt, but when they get off of you, you're lonely.
Troy!
It smells just like that pile of sweaty men with a touch of locker room and jockstrap mixed in.
Troy!
Troy doesn't discriminate. Febs, Fats, and Harrys all love Troy.
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 Not everyone could be a Dallas Cowboy, but if you're a Colin Cowboy, put a star on your helmet today with Troy.
Troy.
Commercials have the power to change the world.